diva Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
front line. Friday, I got the diva.
Friday, you're an artist. Business. Artists about to show business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B,
I got your diva. Hey, Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey, Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey, Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
You already know what time it is, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in industry music and indie music. Tonight, we got a special show for y'all tonight, y'all. We're going to have our special co-host live in the building. Stand up, Brick City. Biko Black is going to be live in the building. Also, we're going to have Zona Boy. Big shout out to Zona Boy. It's going to be live in the building. And Emmanuel is going to be live in the building, repping Connecticut. Zona Boy is repping Newark, New Jersey. So, of course, we're going to be getting all up in they Kool-Aid on the show today. Y'all know how we do. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Of course, Frontline Fridays wouldn't be Frontline Fridays without Tay Black live in the building. Tay, holla at us, babe.
Yo, yo, you already know what it is. It's Frontline Fridays. I know y'all have had a long week, and it's my favorite day of the week. Friday, we in the building, Phenom Radio. Big shout out to Slate, Slim, the whole phenomenal movement, yo. They keeping it 1,000 over here, and I'm live with Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, at Diva Ebony B, I believe. She might need to correct me. I don't know. I don't know her Twitter no more.
You're right, it's at Diva Ebony B.
That's what's up, yo. I was on point, yo. So make sure you call if you on the line, you want to be heard, you want to give a shout-out. We're going to be scrolling through our Facebook and our Twitter for shout-outs. So, yo, hit us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And jump in the chat room, too. We give chat room shout-outs, too, man. Keep the conversation going, man. If you like something that you're hearing, yo, let us know.
Of course, man. You guys can call up and chime in on the topics. Of course, we're going to have the Educate and Regulate session. Tay Black is going to hold us down with that. Also, we're going to take y'all to church tonight, of course, and we're going to be talking about some hot mess news. Of course, I want to talk about the whole $16 million lawsuit against Chris Brown and Drake. I want to know what y'all think about that. Also, I want to talk about some more hot mess news. I'm going to say that, though. But I'm going to go ahead and, brain fart. I had one of those the other day. A lady was asking me a question. I had a brain fart on her. But we're going to go ahead and get into some music, and when we come back, we're going to open up the call line. Y'all know how we do. It's Diva Spot Radio, Phenomenal Radio, Frontline Fridays. Let's do it, man.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
All right, bro, hold up, man. Check dig, man. It's the big homie DJ Solis, a.k.a. Mr. Trapnificent, the Carolina representative, all that good shit, you know what I mean? And right now, I'm rocking with the homie Slay Stone, man, the number one Texas MC. Fuck with it.
DJ Sway, DJ Sway, DJ Sway, DJ Sway.
Not a gang or a group, this is fam for real. Break bread, split crumbs, grand to meals. My life on the line, I'm overprotective. Fuck with my people, you making a death wish. That's easily granted, soon as homie financed it. We ready to go, man, why would you chance it? Born an only child, I quickly adapted. Either kick ass or get my ass kicked. You pop shit daily, said you want a thrill. Shit, get bananas, shit you trying to peel. Please be still, real shit'll get you killed. Bullet for my niggas, use my body as a shield. Real sacrifices, they scared to take. Arrangements with God, prepare my faith. End of the day, I'm loyal to the core. My heart beats for fam till it beats no more.
What it is, man, black, bang, bang. I ain't never gang bang, that ain't what I do, man. These bitch niggas getting fucked by my slugs, that's how I gang bang. Crew thick is what I die for. And if these suckers keep on mugging, my team might lose an eye for it. Loyalty is how we operate in surgery. Miracle bypass, medical hydroponic lead. Off with their heads, yeah, you know we carry guillotines. If I'm assassination, smoking ace because my feels are mean. People tend to lean on me, I'm feeling they promethazine. Texas boy, I'm known around the world, believe you heard of me. One down, Twitter that. Don't forget the hashtag. Leader of a movement, got it zipped up in my glad bag. Living just enough and everybody hollering YOLO. Pulling strings like Duncan Yo-Yos, come find me hanging with Cholos, huh?
Many chosen like this one, competition non-existent, defeat fake regimes in an instant, kinda hard to get me, spot spies from a distance, when you fighting for the truth, you gonna meet that resistance, this art is never starving, I'ma find a way to eat, bruh, ran a better race, so maybe you should keep up, tell them politicians fake words can't defeat us, and them cops ain't on our level, they should reach up, team up with the best and you can move better, who's clever, the dude that pays his dues, or the fool with the most treasure, stand tall like the temples of my kin, so I'm always profiled for the pigment of my skin. It's survival of the fittest, their Achilles heel is hate. I don't care enough about them, all I do is stay in shape. Never fearing any fate, never stressing any odds, cause there's only one that makes me, and these judges ain't God. Get it right, get it right.
Get it right. Get it right. No matter what we say, it's all. Get your mind right if you wanna get involved.
DJ Sway, DJ Sway, DJ Sway.
What up, y'all? It's your boy EP Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at DivaSpotRadio.com.
Left, right, left, right, left. Hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Tex general out here. And you're tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon. And right about now, you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at Tay Black 84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Y'all know what it is, me on the spot, on the grind. Welcome back to Frontline Fridays. We definitely good, and me and Tay Black is live in the building. What you heard right there was the wonderful sounds of Tay Black and Slate Stone with Chosen. That was definitely a hot track right there. Get familiar and network with them. Follow Tay Black at www.twitter.com/TayBlack84. Again, that's /TayBlack84. And also make sure you get familiar and network with Slate Stone. Go to www.twitter.com/@SlateStoneMusic. We're going to go to the hotlines and get some love. Y'all know how we do. Call us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. You dig? Let's go on over here. We see the hotlines lighting up and we see you with your hands up. So make sure you guys are prepared and ready. Big shout out to everybody that's listening live on the website at www.divaspotradio.com. Tune in radio, phenomenal radio all over the world. We love y'all. So we're going to go to the 240605. What's your name? Where you calling from, 240605?
Hi, you already know what's good. Some kids, they big. Live on that Frontline Friday, you feel me? From the DMV, you know what it is.
Jay Big, what's going on, man? Of course, we appreciate you being live on the show with us tonight. We appreciated your interview about a month ago, and we showcased your hot tracks proper and going for the milli. Of course, we're going to pay proper. Holla at us, man.
For sure, man. I mean, I just wanted to, you know, if I could get a request, you know what I mean? Because I feel like, you know, you done a lot for me, you know what I mean? I'm doing a lot for you right now. Let me get a request. If I can request, you know, my track proper.
That's
shout
right.
out to my nigga, my man, Mag Beef, my brother from a Spanish mother. You know what I mean? We doing it. We doing it. We doing our little thing out here. Shout out to my man, DJ Genius. You know, I've been in the studio. I've been skipping a little. I've been skipping the past couple Fridays, but, you know, I'm back. Back where I belong. You feel me?
That's right. Well, of course, we'll play that track for you. Tay Black is here. Don't forget about my favorite baby daddy.
Shout out to Tay Black, man. Tay Black, you doing this thing, too. I heard a track you did with, what's the old girl name? Damn, what's the old girl? Opal Rose, yeah. Opal Rose. I heard that, John. That John was slick, man. I like that thing, man.
Appreciate it, man. And everybody that's on the line right now, make sure you follow Jay Biggs, man. That's at Space Age J. Just straightforward.
Easy name. Space Age J. You know what I mean? Right. Make it easy for everybody.
Yes, sir.
Follow,
we appreciate you,
me.
My dude, man. We're going to have to link up, too, man. We definitely, locking in the DMV, man. I'm definitely going to, like, link up with you and Genius as well, man, and get it in, dog, for real. Because y'all right around the corner, man. So it's just time for us to link and slate, you know?
Hey, bro, let's do it, man. You know what it is, man. Me, my man, Mag B's ex, DJ Genius, you know, we here, man. Just holler at your boy.
All right, for sure, for sure. We're definitely going to get you tonight, man. So, yo. Stay on the line and continue to rock with us, man. We appreciate you so much, man. And make sure y'all follow him, man. Check out his music, too, man. He does a lot, man. It's not just the rapping, man. That's at Space Age J. Hit him up on Twitter.
Yes. Salute.
Let's get into it. Let's go to the hotlines. We see the hotlines lighting up. Y'all stay tuned because, of course, we're going to get into this Educate and Regulate session and a few with Tay Black. And then we're going to come back with some hot mess news. And also, we're taking y'all to church, too. Big shout-out to College Dreams, man. Let's go to the line and get some more love. We got Shocktown live in the building with us tonight. What's going on, baby? Holla at us.
What's going on? I don't know. What's good? How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's Friday, and I'm feeling fabulous on Frontline Fridays, of course.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, man.
Love
you. Now, tell us what you got going on, baby. Right now, I'm chilling out. Just finally got registered for school. Going to be starting science classes next week. I'm really excited about that. Got the new design dropping this weekend. I'm really excited to buy the new pieces because they're super HOTT hot. So, can't wait to do that.
That's definitely what's up. Big shout out to everybody that started back to school with the kids, started back to college. Everybody that started back to school this September or this quarter, should I say, doing your thing, just stay focused. Of course, Diva Ebony B, Tay Black, Frontline Friday, phenomenal radio. Got love for you, man. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/DivaSpotRadio. Also, DJs, calling all DJs. Hey DJ, once you play that song, keep me
dancing all night long.
All my DJs, y'all make sure y'all stay tuned because we got this one night stand for y'all on Phenomenal Radio. We're going to give you more information about that in a little while. And also, you guys jump in the chat room because we post a lot of links in there. And big shout out to Kato the Pyro from HME Radio. We see you live. But make sure you guys jump in the chat room because we post a lot of links in there, following Twitters and everything that we talk about. So make sure you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Let's take another call before we get proper up in here. Where we at? 215-834. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black. What up?
What's going on, people?
215-834, where you calling from, baby?
I'm calling from Philly. This is Black Cancer.
Black Cancer is loud in the building. What's going on, King?
Nothing, just called up to show some love and request a song. I'm doing homework at the moment.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, get your request on because, you know we support your music and we definitely support what you're doing. Big shout out to Philly.
Word. If you got work your art, can you play that? And definitely shout outs to Frontline Fridays, Phenomenal Records, Phenomenal Radio, HME Radio, Grind Hard, of course, every Tuesday and Thursday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And just check out my first mixtape, Blackout Feed the Flames, on SoundClick.com/BLKCANCER. That's short for Black Cancer. And thank you for the support, as always, you know what I mean?
Oh, you already know. We got to give you one of these right here.
That's another Philly boy.
Yeah, we definitely got Work Your Art. We definitely going to play it tonight on the show. We definitely appreciate you, Black Cancer, for always keeping it 1,000. That's what we do over here on Phenomenal Radio, Frontline Friday. We keep it 1,000. Put your Twitter out there so all my listeners that's on the line, that's listening to TuneIn Radio, Phenomenal Radio, Diva Spot Radio, on the call line, in the chat room, where they need to follow Black Cancer at?
Twitter.com/BLKCANCER. That's short for Black Cancer. Once again, I'm on Facebook and all that. If you want to find all the information, including my YouTubes and et cetera, then it's my URLs.com/BLACKCANCER. That's Black Cancer. I'll at you, boy. Yeah.
We about to get into this hot track right here by J Biggs called Proper. Then we're going to follow it up with some Work Your Art. We got more independent music. This is what we do here on Frontline Fridays. Me and Tay Black go in all week so we can interview, promote, and showcase nothing but the hottest in the industry and out of the industry. And we definitely got hot artists coming. We got Zona Boy. Big shout out to Zona Boy from Newark, New Jersey. Also, big shout out to Emmanuel repping Connecticut. We're going to have them in the building after 11 hours. So y'all tell a friend to tell a friend that we live. Let's go.
Hello. It's ESR, man. It's the KJ Biggs.
Everything proper.
Yeah.
Everything proper.
Yeah.
Everything proper.
Yeah.
Everything
you
proper.
Already know.
Everything proper. Everything proper.
Let's go like this. Got my whip game proper, my wrist game proper, my
scholarship. I'm trying to take them all home. But first things first, I need them candy painted all chrome. They shine when the light hit. I need my wrist matching. So don't blame me. The wrist is the chick magnet. Boy, your shit's slacking. So why you mad at me? I saved you and your bra from a tragedy. So get your aim up, Riga, and stop shooting low. Your boy done came up. You can see all my roofs are gone. I broke the glass ceiling. Cash chillin', I know how it feels to blow half a half million. But that was last year, I'm all about the future. Went from first to fifth gear, and that was all about a neutral. Yo, the boy got a stupid flow, I ball like a Rubio. I might pull a Birdman, a million on the Super Bowl. My whip game proper, my wrist game proper, my kick game proper, my spit game proper, my chip game proper, my pouch game proper. I call it how I see it, we got everything proper. My kick game proper, my spit game proper, my chips game proper, my bitch game proper. I call it how I see it, we got everything proper. My car, my broad, my shoes and my rap straight, my loot right, my watch right, just ask me how to hook. I feel I'm coping with the tons of trying to make it in the rap game. You see a new movement, just salute them, cause you know the deal.
Everything proper, everything proper, everything proper, everything proper. Everything proper.
I'm freaking getting money, so my stay proper. If you niggas coming for me, then the click ain't just. I should get that bonus with Marines. Rika, we ain't got no problems. No, that's through the new for Jeezy. Rika, we ain't got no drama, cause she ain't got no problems. But she do got some girlfriends. It's like Tony plus Lynn. I'ma get my swirl in. Shawty got a ass like Tracy Ellis Ross. And the other got a body that'll make me tell a star. Man, she got that Capri Sun. She's dumb, she just sent some tweets in the freeze. Two-seater coupe with lots of leg room. And the two Giuseppes on that what? The bedroom slippers. You got money, I got bread too. My bank proper, y'all ain't listening. My chip game proper, so you know it's only proper that the beat be a knocker. I got H, I got Mac, I don't really need a doctor. Cause my whip game proper, my wrist game proper, my kick game proper, my spit game proper, my chip game proper, my bitch game proper. I call it how I see it, we got everything proper. My whip game proper, my wrist game proper, my kick game proper, my spit game proper, my chip game proper, my bitch game proper. I call it how I see it, we got everything proper. My cars, my broad, my shoes and my rap straight, my loot right, my watch right, just ask me how to hook. I feel I'm coping with the tons of trying to make it in the rap game. You see a nuke, a movement, just salute them, cause
beam off the Aston. They added two Oscar Magnum. Raven trying to bust a basket in a Magnum for the bragging. Porno action is all they know. Bucky's knocked up at 14 and hardly grown. Nicki Minaj got them traumatized cause they idolized. Wanting to be black Barbie, yo. That ain't Harley Quinn. Getting trained on Party Pope. Parental guidance is lost in hope. Philly Wild and we lost in hope. Doing cost and dirt. That's often flesh. We need God the most. Forgive us for our sins. The devil entices and we give in. I must admit, we try to do right, but we stay in the wrong. So I ask that you guide us in the right direction to the day we are gone. Cause this is home sweet.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey queen, go on
from.
Hey queen, go on
from.
Hey queen, what you do from? On the front line, Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey queen, go on
from.
Hey queen, gon' do
some.
Hey queen, what you do some? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now live, Frontline Friday, Diva Spot ENT, Phenom Radio. Yo, make sure you call us up. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's your boy Fay Black. And right now we're doing the Educate and Regulate session. And I just wanted to dive in really quickly on something that I've been researching as an independent artist. And that's just really looking into my brand. I recently saw a movie, I want to say a couple of months ago. The movie is called The Greatest Movie Ever Sold, or should I say I'm Wonderful Presents The Greatest Movie Ever Sold. It was directed by Morgan Spurlock. He's the director of the movie Super Size Me, where he goes in and he dives into McDonald's and the effects that the food has on him. So in this movie, The Greatest Movie Ever Sold, it's pretty much his journey or quest to get his movie totally paid for by sponsorship through marketing and advertising. And he, you know, explores this and the effect it has on movies, television, music, so forth and so on. And, I mean, he's got all types of, you know, entertainment people. He had Big Boy on it. And really, it just looked at how branding is so powerful and how you can get these top companies behind you, even as an artist. And so that's something that I definitely took interest in. And, you know, a lot of times you see a lot of the established artists out there, you know, they get shoe deals, they get beverage or alcohol backing behind them, cars, you know. So as an independent artist, you know, the way that I feel like I personally need to separate myself is if I make my brand as presentable as the top dogs in the game as well. So really taking the time to research those types of things and, you know, see what they found success in. One of the greatest, you know, independent artists, you know, as far as sales and merchandising is Tech N9ne. And, I mean, yeah, you know, he, you know, sold out of his trunk and he's still getting it. He's still, you know, independent, you know, so to speak. And, I mean, he sells out shows. I mean, he tears it down. You know, he's definitely got skills, but about that brand and then his brand, it brings people in. And if you heard about him or never heard about him, you will or you probably have through someone else. And it's all about branding. And so really the things that I wanted to touch on tonight were just things that I'm going to look at and I think other independent artists should take focus in when they're trying to look at their brand. So the first thing I'm going to start doing is trying to define my brand. I really need to research what my personal brand is about. You know, in other words, if I were a brand or if I were to describe myself or myself as a brand, you know, what could I say? And it could be general. It could be very descriptive like me. You know, I'm charismatic. I'm playful, you know, trustworthy, definitely hip. So, you know, those are things that I kind of want to take into consideration when I'm describing my brand. And then the next thing that you have to look at is your brand collateral, or really what your brand or what do you bring to the table in regards to linking up with someone or partnering up with someone's sponsorship. Because
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of, you know, let's say if I'm wanting to link up with a clothing brand, our brands have to be synonymous, so to speak, or being, we have to have certain things in common. You know, if I'm a hip hop head, that brand, you know, has to be, you know, into hip hop or into music. Or even if I don't want to be a specific, say, a hip hop head, I'm just into music, that brand has to be into music as well. And they have to be able to see, you know, see, okay, here's this artist, you know, he's got a nice buzz, he has something going on, he's going to bring a lot of recognition to what we're doing in our brand and our product or service. And you have to have that collateral there. You have to put it on the table. And you really have to look at your brand personality and say, does this mesh well with this? You know, is this something I really stand and stick behind, or am I just trying to get a dollar? Because me personally, I'm only going to want to look for sponsorship or look for brands that I really use. I think that's the easiest thing, you know. Matter of fact, I wash my clothes in game. You know what I'm saying? It keep my clothes smelling fresh. You know what I'm saying? I like the color. I've been using it for a long time. So if that's a brand that I wanted to pursue, I have a personal connection with it. And I think as artists, that's something that we have to look at. You want to do a lot of brand recon or looking at different brands to see how they fit with you. So even if it's not personal, you know, but, you know, there's a lot of products and services that are out there that we might not know about. You know, let's say if it's a beverage, an energy drink that is all natural, for instance, you know, but you haven't heard about it or it's not as popular. That may be somebody you want to look at because they may be looking for another outlet to get more exposure. And you may just be that artist that they want to link up with and say, hey, we see that he's new. You know, he's getting out there. Let's kind of partner up with him because we're trying to build our brand as well. He is too. Let's see what we can do. So, you know, if at my shows I'm promoting this brand and I'm like, yo, every show I do, you know what I mean, I try to, you know, drink down X brand drink, you know what I mean, because it gives me the energy that I need. So forth and so on. You know, whatever you really feel like is really going to associate with you, that's what you want to look at as far as branding. And you really just want to say, at the end of the day, you know, this is going to be beneficial for me. Because with these sponsorships, they provide a lot of the opportunities that normally we would come out of pocket for. So let's say, for instance, if you're trying to lock in some studio time, if you want to go on a tour, so forth and so on, these sponsorships are providing these funds to have you out on the road, to have you visible to the people. So, I mean, they're throwing up dollars to you, you know. I mean, if that's if you even get a brand behind you. But normally that's, you know, certain things they do as well as give you free product. So, I mean, you really want to take it seriously. You really want to take the time to really invest in researching how you're going to define your brand, what your brand means, what your collateral is, or what you bring to the table, and what other brands are out there and who they're linking up with. I always adopt the framework of who I'm rocking with musically. For instance, you know what I'm saying, I mess with Slaughterhouse. It's one of my favorite groups, like all four of them cats. You know what I mean? I support them 100,000%. And so I may say, all right, well, you know what? They were rocking with XYZ brand. You know what I mean? Let me check them out. Let me see if they're looking for another independent artist, for instance, up-and-comer, you know, little upstart that they may want to partner with. Because a lot of times their brand may be synonymous with my brand as artists. You know, I like their music. You know, I feel like their core fan base is my fan base as well. I spit just like they spit. So that may be a brand that I may want to partner up with that they've already ushered in them as a, you know, a group of artists they associate with. So things like that that you want to do as independent artists, just separate yourself. Because at the end of the day, if you want to get signed to a label or if you want to keep the independent route, this is something that's going to, like, take you into the, you know, the next couple of years, you know, just establishing your brand, growing your network, things of that nature. I mean, this is something that I'm personally doing right now, and I just throw it out there to all the other independent artists as well. So it may be with a local club. It may be something as small as an organization, a nonprofit organization, you know. That's branding. That's sponsorship right there. You may want to do a free concert for the kids. You may have this organization behind you. That's somebody backing you that without them, you know, you might not have got as far because you have that push behind you. So it's just something to look into, and, you know, it's just for your longevity of your brand and what you're trying to do with your craft. Pretty much it, Diva.
That's what's up. We definitely want to get y'all feedback on branding and marketing. It's very important. I'm so glad that we have the Educate and Regulate session, that we can share knowledge with the independent artists, independent business owners, with everybody that's tuned in and listening live. You now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black. Big shout out, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Y'all know how we get down, but of course I want to get the feedback because we have independent artists in the chat room on the line, and I'm going to go down the panel because the artists that we have on the line, and Emmanuel and Zona Boy that's coming, they work very hard, you know, as far as with branding, and I know Jay Biggs does a lot of work and charity work. So Jay Biggs, I want to get your feedback on branding on the Educate and Regulate session. Can you hear me?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, basically, you know, everything that Tay said is 100, you know what I'm saying, or 1,000. In this case, it's 1,000, you feel me? Like, he touched on that at the very end, you know what I'm saying? If you could get into, like, some charity, like, that's where it's at, though, you know what I'm saying? I think that's what really, really helps build you up if you want to be on the indie scene, because, you know, indie artists, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of commercial artists, they deal with those big companies and just big brands and whatnot, but like when you can get into charity and doing good things for good people, I feel like, you know, God is going to look out for you and reward you, you know what I mean, and you could, and he's going to take you places with that you might not have been able to do it, you know, on your own. So I think branding is important, you know what I'm saying? I think everything, you know, if you notice, like, on my records, you know what I mean, I try to say my producers on the record, you know, that did the beat, because I feel like, you know, they just as important. Like, that's the beginning of, you know, where they building they start up from, you know, making my record. So that's like them, that's like me helping them get their little brand off the ground and running, you know what I mean? So that's really real, you feel me?
That's definitely what's up, J-Babe. We definitely appreciate your feedback. I want to get some feedback from Black Cancer. Black Cancer, can you hear us? Let's go to another.
I can hear you. Hello?
All right. I got you, Black Cancer.
Okay. All right, as far as the branding, I definitely agree with J-Black because, you know, you do need sponsorships. As it is, it's hard as an indie artist just trying to get your name out there. And, you know, the thing about it is when you are like a team player and you can put other people in the picture besides just being self-centered and, it's, you know, it's all about you, then that's definitely considered branding to me. Like me being on Phenomenal Radio and mentioning Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black in my Twitter feeds and my Facebook feeds, can actually further my exposure as well as further theirs, because people that's not familiar with them will get familiar. People that's not familiar with me will get familiar with me. So that's expanding my brand to other people as well as them. So, you know, that's the most important thing is exposure. It's about really branding, getting that sponsorship, because you, if the size of exposure, it might help you financially, because as an indie artist, you ain't got it like that. And if you do, salutes to you. But,
yeah,
you know, that's not everybody. And in this case, it's definitely not me, because speaking on behalf of me, I have a budget. You know what I mean? I have 3 projects coming out. So I know that was one of the reasons why I took some time out from the blog talks. Plus, I just needed a vacation because I was grinding so hard. And with 3 projects coming out possibly in September and October, you know, between those time periods, that's definitely hard. And I know that if I had the sponsorship, I could get more projects out, I could get more mixtapes out, and et cetera. So branding is like one of the top 5 main things in my eyes as an indie artist, you know, as far as grinding. Because if you ain't got that, then, or if you don't know about it, you should know about it the same way you should know about an electronic press kit. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Your EPK is so important, your electronic press kit is basically your resume. And,
right,
you know, you want to make sure that it's up to date. You want to make sure all the links is working. You want to make sure that, you know, that it's an outlet. And remember, as a business owner, as an artist, as an entrepreneur, you are a walking billboard. You should have merchandise. Merchandise, and I always say this, because before I started with Diva Spot Radio and with Blog Talk, and before I got with Phenomenal Radio. They start sponsoring me. They see my grind and brought me in. I was working hard and stacking money. With the checks that I was getting from working at the mall at the time, it was 60-40, 60-40, 60-40. 60 towards the bills, 40 being saved so I can be able to pay for my pallet. Airtime is not free. It's not free for the radio personality. We have to pay for this. I'm saying that is to build you up a kitty first. Get you some money where, you know what, all right, here's a G. I know I can get my flyers, which is very important because everywhere I go, everybody is going to get a Diva Spot Radio flyer and they're going to get a Phenomenal one. Check me out. They're going to also with my business cards, my website. I want to be able to get to people right where they at. And I have to thank Black Cancer for It's My URLs because it wasn't until I reached out to Black Cancer, reached out to Groundhog Radio and Jit Chronicles. Big shout out to Jit. Big shout out to Groundhog Radio that I seen it. It's My URLs. And I'm like, yo, this is really cool. So I went on. I signed up for It's My URLs. They actually retweeted me today, which is pretty cool. And when you send that AMP or when you send that text to somebody on their Android, their iPhones, everything comes up at once. So that's one thing I wanted to put out there as far as with branding. It's okay to be on Twitter. You want to promote on Twitter, on and offline, but everybody got their phones with them at any given time. I know people who wake up and check their phones before they brush their teeth. Why not you wake up and see that Diva Ebony B sends you a text, look, baby, I'm live on the air.
Hey, that's me, though. I probably check my phone. I check my phone before I brush my teeth. I got two phones, you know what I'm saying? And my phone's on the way to the bathroom, you feel me? Like, yeah, because I get all type of tweets, text, call, whatever. You know, Genius be hitting me up, and you know what I mean? So that's me right there. And shout out to Ebony B for putting me on that. It's my URLs because now I got everything on one spot. Everybody, stop bugging me for my stuff, man. I just go to this one site, man. We good.
That's right. Everything on one spot, 702, I'm about to get to you, but everything in one place, you know, you ain't got to say, look, let me get your email, nothing here. I got your text. I want to get my information to you right where you at. Let's get into some spoken word right now. Black Cancer, you know I know you a poet and you spoken word artist as well as you do your music, but I wanted to play this piece in 702 I'm about to get to you. Let's go ahead and get some spoken word in our system, and we're going to get right back after this. It's Frontline Friday, Diva Ebony B, Tay Black, Phenomenal Radio. Let's get into some Eddie Hoke right here. This is Eddie Hoke with Hunger off his Cereal for Dinner album. Let's do it.
Hunger pains can build character, or they can gut punch and fold you. Hunger is the constant reminder to never say on what you will and what you won't do. Hunger is that burnt hand ready to snatch away the mask, willing to expose you. Hunger will convince a man to turn snitch against his own brother. Hunger will make you grab that pistol grip because what's bread without the butter? Hunger will drain a father dry when working third shift. But as long as God resides in heaven and the earth is his footstool, his children will attend the best schools. For the hunger to know will have you dog pedaling in the deep end of the swimming pool of taboo. Hunger will make you get up off your ass and make something happen. Hunger will strengthen your spirit, killing the flesh daily when fasting. Some hunger after revenge due to the dude's passing. For my hunger has left a hole in my stomach, the same shade as the microphone. For my change is coming. So when you catch me staring in this space, I'm writing, leave me alone. Hunger. Walking through my apartment, I can see the month of December. From my breath, cautioning me of pneumonia. A starving artist, my ribs touch. As my weight begins to fall like thin timber, with the egg of testimony were unharmed in the owl's nest. And just when my psyche begins to heat tender, my spirit whispers that everything is gonna be alright, just remember what he told you. And
while my pen navigates through the cold and bitter. My words of my grandfather, you either go first class or you stay home, are staked in my brain like a splinter. The citrus in my stomach turns into a jailhouse liquor. My hunger becomes a raging inferno, but yet still I give thanks.
One more for the road, let it know. time wanna spread your legs and say your mama let it down. When we clown, we fall to the ground. When we love yeah. the time, when we get them on, carry on to the dome, do a dog a bone. Rodeo show, brushing you off in the back of the Cadillac. Tell me if you want it like that. Got me tweaking Mary Jane, it's a hate thing. You every day keep it hot like flames. What's my name? What's my name? It's Wild Bass from the South Town, no shame. Me and my ghetto queen coming up the main. Put the four lane to the airplane. Sky high, we vibe in the road, ride on the down low, doing my thing, man.
You're my ghetto queen,
right
around the way for me. Working no ghetto queen, we be high just like them wings.
Shout out to all the ghetto queens out there. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Tay Black is live in the building. Y'all know how we getting it in. We showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. We're going to have Emmanuel repping Connecticut live at the 11 o'clock hour, which will be the 8 o'clock hour on the West Coast. And also, we're going to have Zona Boy from Newark live in the building as well. And also, y'all make sure y'all stay tuned because next Thursday, we're going to have Twista live in the house, 1 p.m. on the West and 3 p.m. on the East. Y'all make sure y'all check out Twista. Twista is coming out with a new album called Reloaded September the 4th. Or September the 5th, but he'll definitely be live right here on Diva Spot Radio. Y'all make sure y'all call in and network with him. Of course, I had to play some Ghetto Queen. I had to take y'all back, which I think about. I love Crucial Conflict, and I heard they was about to come out with something else. So I'm so excited about it, but that was one of my favorite joints right there. You know I had to hit y'all with a throwback real fast. I know y'all was over there bumping. Tay Black, what you sipping on? It ain't passing me none. Look, Tay still sipping. Come back, Tay. Put the drink down, baby. Black Cancer, you live with me. Jay Bings, you here with me tonight? Y'all here with me?
My phone was on mute. I was rapping. I was like, can't nobody hear me, though? Ain't nobody feeling me, though? Nah, I'm over here good. I'm you know what I mean? I got a couple of mixed drinks, you know what I mean? We got some wine in the refrigerator, but I want to give a big shout out to my queen, a.k.a. Journey to Poe, a.k.a. Queen Lane. You know what I'm saying? We coming up on our four-year anniversary, so, you know, we're going to pull it up tonight, have a little fun.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's
yeah,
what's
definitely.
Up, man.
But we live
my
online.
My man celebrate. My man, shout out to my man LK. My fault, but my man LK on his 10-year, man. Shout out to my man LK, man.
That seems
like this is a good little time to get married, I guess. Or, you know, be with somebody, I guess. Because he on his 10-year. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get like him when I grow up.
Yeah. 10 years is
trying to get
a
like y'all. Y'all fours and y'all tens and all that. I'm trying to get like y'all, man.
Hey, that's what it's all about, man. Having that team behind you, man, whether it's your artist unit or your family unit, man. You gotta have them people backing you up, man. That's why I'm happy to have folks like you know what I mean, like everybody around me, man. So big shout out to everybody. Big shout out to your folks for that 10 years, man, love and happiness,
that's
yo.
That's what's up. When you go through 10 years, you know you'd have been through the vine. I think people think they go through something when they're in a relationship, but dog, when you get married, that's when everything starts. So, you know, after 10 years, 4 years of spending time and investing your love with somebody, you go through the ups and downs, the good and the bad to get better. So, you know, for all those who are in relationships and they think they got these little issues and these problems, nah, the real drama don't start after you get married because people want what you have. They already wanted what you have when you was in a relationship. But to solidify it and get married and be blessed under the Lord, Woo! Get ready. You got to get you a couple more guns when you get married. That's how Diva feel.
Hey, Slim. Hey, Slim. Hey, Ebony, man. Hey, look, me and my queen, we on year number two. You know what I'm saying? But we done been through, like, it seems like it's been like 30 years already, you know what I mean? And I see everybody in the bushes that want what I got now, you feel me? So I see them, they out there, you know what I mean? But that's after two, so, you know, 10.
That's what's up.
That's a beautiful situation. You just got to keep God first, family second, and career third. And, you know, me and my honey bunny, we go through it too. But it's crazy because we make up through a text. Like, we just so driven that if we passionate about something, there is no verbal communication. No, we got to text and make up. So however you can work it, work it. If you got that person that's going to be with you, whether you got it or not, that's what love is. I love you when you ain't got it. I love you for who you are and who you will never be. That's love. That's
real
love.
Talk. Real talk.
I'm doing Frontline Fridays. Throw that in. Tay, you was about to say something because I want to get into this hot mess news, but you know, go ahead, baby daddy. I'll let you take the lead. I know how to follow.
Nah, you got it, Diva. Go ahead and get into that hot mess news. We live on Frontline Fridays.
Yo, y'all definitely make sure y'all download TuneIn Radio on your phones. All you have to do is go to your Google Playbook and download TuneIn Radio on your phones. And after you do that, make sure you search Phenomenal Radio and Diva Spot Radio and make us your presence. You can hear all the hot independent artists that we play each and every Friday. And also, you can get us anytime. You don't have to wait until Friday. Just make us your presence and tune in. But, of course, I want to get into this hot mess news. And, of course, I can't get into the hot mess news without giving a shout-out to all our Twitter love, all our Facebook love, all our MySpace, all our Moto, our Tag. Yo, we appreciate y'all. My phone be going off all day with retweets. Miss Journey, definitely got to give a shout-out to you. Phenomenal Radio, HME Radio, Denia for you. I mean, it's so many people that retweet us and retweet our tweets. We are just so appreciative of you. So we taking this time out to say thank you. We appreciate that. Matter of fact, we're going to start giving stuff away to our retweeters, and we're going to start giving it away tonight. So I'm going to pull up a couple of things. Let's get to this hot mess news, y'all.
All right.
Yeah, so y'all know Diva Ebony B, don't long hair, don't care. Of course, I'm going to talk about this Chris Brown and Drake sued over the NYC nightclub brawl. And this is going to come from the New York Times. Of course, I'm going to go to the New York Times. It says, a company with ties to a New York nightclub is suing Chris Brown and Drake over what is viewed as in a battle, throwing bowls involving their entourage. It says, Entertainment Enterprise LTD filed a $16 million claim on Wednesday against the rapper and the R&B singer. The representatives didn't immediately answer any inquiries. So we can definitely understand that. Now it says Entertainment Enterprise owns the trademark for the greenhouse where the June 14th fiasco happened. The suit holds the stars responsible for the mayhem and say a $4 million license bill fell through because of them in the club acting like new niggas. No criminal charges have been filed against anyone, police say. The mayhem started after members of Drake entourage confronted Brown. Drake's representative has said he was on his way out and didn't injure anyone. Of course, we want to get your feedback on this hot mess news here. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Say, Black, I'm going to go to you and I'm going to go down the panel and get your feedback. What you think about this?
You know what? I'm not sure because, you know, in each state, in each county, you know, it's different for certain licenses for establishments. But, I mean, you know, if anything is affected in my business, you know, based off of your doings, I mean, it's only natural for them to probably seek legal, you know, action against them. I don't know about the figures. I mean, they got it. Matter of fact, what I felt like they should have did and what I felt like would have been really good is if they did that fight for charity, you know, because they was offering them, like, I don't know, a meal apiece or, you know, like a meal or 10 meal or something like that, and then the winner get X amount of dollars. But if they would have did that, man, they would have, yo, that joint would have been off the hook. That's what we, honestly, you know, I'm definitely, you know, Martin Luther King / Martin Lawrence, nonviolent, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, that's what, you know, a lot of times with these little, you know, instances where people got quote-unquote beef, you know, I think, you know, take it back to the old school, man. I remember they used to talk about all these, like, hip-hop, like, boxing fights for, like, you know, charities and stuff like that. And you just, you know, back in the day stuff, like, and, you know, I think if we had more of that, it'd be a lot less, quote-unquote, beef, you know, because ain't nobody really trying to get in no ring. I mean, that's what happened right there. So whatever action that establishment want to take against them, that's definitely on them. You got to be an adult and accept the responsibilities of, you know, the consequences of your action. So, I mean, I'm in there with them. I want to see them box, though, for charity. That'd be nice.
Hey, get all your frustration out. We're going to go down the line, and we got Zona Boy coming as well. Jake Big, Carla, what you think about $16 million? The club ain't even worth $16 million. That's a lot of money.
Hey, I mean, for real, I'm gonna say this. I don't have nothing against Chris Brown and nothing against Drake. You know what I'm saying? I respect both of their bodies of music and both of the caliber artists they are. You know what I mean? And for no intent purposes do I want this to come off like, you know, I'm talking like I'm some kind of tough guy, anything like that. But you know what I'm saying? I'm from an era where, you know, I didn't have no entourage. You feel me? Like I you know, I go up the street and DC, Southeast DC is like across the street from where I live at. And I'm walking up the street, you know what I mean? And you know, if I was like 10, 11 years old, I might get run up on for my bike or something like that. You know, wasn't no entourage, wasn't none of this. You threw your hands down, you rumbled, like, in the streets. You did it. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't no police, wasn't no security. You know what I mean? You threw your hands up in the streets and you rumbled. And shout out to, T.I., you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to bring up some old, you know, I'm going to compare this to something old. When T.I. had his little thing with Lil Flip, he went to Cloverland and seen Lil Flip. You know what I mean? He had a couple dudes with him, but he went to this dude's stomping grounds in Cloverland in Houston, and he seen Lil Flip, and they handled it there. My point is, when you in the club or whatever, and you go in there just to party, and you go in there just to have fun, and because these dudes fighting over a girl, you know what I'm saying, somebody got to get hit with a bottle, catch a concussion and all that. You ain't going to the club for that night. You ain't know that was going to happen. So I feel like as an entertainer, you know, if you really going, if you want to scrap this dude that bad, feel me, like, you can go somewhere. I'm sure, you know, they in New York, they in Manhattan. I've been to Manhattan. You got a gym probably down the street from every club in Manhattan. You go to a gym, take that to a gym, put some gloves on, or don't put some gloves on. You want MMA that thing out, you know what I'm saying? Just start scrapping if you want to do that. That's where I come from, you feel me? Like, you know, and I'm not talking tough. Like, that's really where I come from, you feel me? I'm from Capitol Heights, Maryland, you know what I'm saying? Right, I'm all across the street from Southeast. So that's what we did, and nobody else innocent got to get hurt, you know what I mean? I seen people was getting, you know, Chris Brown got his chin split open or whatever, and he was, like, you know, in the VIP getting, you know, the bottles was getting thrown at. First of all, if you a grown man, you throwing bottles, I don't know about that, you know what I mean? I don't know about that. If it ain't, you know, no disrespect to nobody, but if it ain't hands, or, you know, your man ain't going, you know, bang him thing. If he ain't going to bust the tule, then you ain't, what's a bottle? Like, who does that? I'm lost by that. You know what I mean? So 16 mil, I think they should pay more, to be honest, because you got to look at it from a standpoint. It's innocent people that's going in the club, you know, paying their little $20, $30, whatever, to get in the club. And getting hit with a bottle because these dudes want to fight over some girl. She ain't the last girl on earth. You feel me? Ain't they more girls out here, man? They more don't, industry don't, girls out here.
Don't hurt them, killers.
I keep it a thousand. You know, that's just what I do. I fell apart when I synced it, though, because I was like, you know, I respect, like, Chip. Like I said, go to Cloverland, whoop, flip ass, whatever you're going through. Go to VA. He from Chappahannock, Chris Brown from Chappahannock. Go to Chappahannock and see Chris Brown, if that's how you feel. Or go to Canada, go to Toronto and see Drake, if that's how you feel. But all these innocent people getting hurt, you know what I mean? The dude in Colorado and just people just doing all this stupid. I go to the person I got a problem with. Whoever I got a problem with, I go see that person. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Nobody else got to get hurt. That's just how I feel, you know what I mean?
And matter of fact, let me jump in there right there. Like, yo, matter of fact, and he hit on something. And if I got a problem with myself, if it's an internal problem, let me be with myself then. Take my own self out. Don't take out, you know what I'm saying? Don't take your frustration out on a whole bunch of other people either. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not right, just take me off the map. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just take myself out. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to take out a bunch of people and then be looking up in court all, you know what I'm saying? Don't even do all that. You know what I'm saying? If you're
and
not
then
right.
You, and then you come back with a half-assed apology like, oh, I'm sorry because I did. Nah, you know what I'm saying? You was in the moment and you did that. You got to own that. You feel me? And then whoever in your entourage got gully, want to throw some bottles, you know, they should own that. You know what I mean? They should own that. Everybody should just own whatever, you know, they trying to.
I'm going to get back to you, J. Biggs, baby. I want to get to a couple more people. We got we got Soda Boy coming soon, so of course I want to get to him, man. Let's go ahead and, wow, I love J. Biggs, man. Keep it 1,000. Anybody that keep it 1,000 long hair, they don't care. I'm all good with that. Let's take this short break right here. We're going to get into this song right here about Zona Boy called Wanna Be Alone, and then we're going to come back with this live interview and chop it up with him and chop it up with Emmanuel and get more feedback on this $16 million lawsuit against Drake and Chris Brown. Of course, we got Future 100 in the building. We got Denial. We got Black Cancer. 203, we see you. 972, we see you. Stand up. Stay tuned. Be right back. 3 minutes. Let's go.
I just wanna be alone, 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 alone. I just wanna be alone, 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 alone. I don't like nobody, and that's just how it be. Money on my mind, dog, and that's just how it be. I'm just tryna get it in, I'm tryna chase my dreams. Put the ass, nigga, dog, they tryna hate my dream. That's why I'm alone. Alone, alone, alone. I just wanna be alone, 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 alone. I'm trying to find a better way, praying for better days. People hating, talking about me, man, I hear that every day. Friends turning to enemies, I pray for my enemies. I don't trust nobody, not even people that's kin to me. I don't like nobody, and I'm not trying to be rude. My heart cold, IQ, nigga with an attitude. You talk behind my back, I ain't even mad at you. I'm ducked off like drill fell, that's something that I have to do.
Alone, alone, alone. I just wanna be alone, alone. alone, alone, alone. I don't like nobody, and that's just how it be. Money on my mind, dog, and that's just how it be. I'm just trying to get it in, I'm trying to chase my dreams. Put the ass, nigga, dog, they trying to hate my dream. That's why I'm alone, 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 alone. I just wanna be alone, 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 alone.
Y'all already know what it is. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry. Of course, we have nothing but hot independent artists coming. We have a Zona Boy coming to building. Zona Boy was born in Waco, Texas. And also, Zona Boy always had a deep appreciation for music and art. Finally realizing his potential, he decided to put his heart and soul in his music and become a music producer. Having his ups and downs, his mother, Mrs. Harris, helped and push and mold him into a dedicated and hard-working, striving to become a successful producer. No matter what happens, he continues to accomplish his goal and brush his shoulders off in the haters. So without further ado, you guys, we're going to bring Zona Boy live to Frontline Fridays. Let's go. Zona Boy, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, what's up with it? What's good? What's up?
We already know you live on Frontline Fridays, and me and Tay Black. Tay Black is live in the building with us.
Yo, yo, what's going on? Pleasure to have you on the show with us, homie.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on the show. It's a pleasure to check it out. I've been checking it out for a couple weeks now, you know. Pretty good show, pretty good information, you know. I'm peeping the game.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate that.
That's what it's all about. We educate, interview, and promote. Of course, we're going to give feedback on your music. I like the I Just Want to Be Alone. That's definitely a hot track. It just sounds like you're saying, yo, get the F out of here. Bounce, let me do me. But tell us about Want to Be Alone and let the people know who you are and for those who never heard your music before, where to get in and all that great stuff.
All right, well, it's true. Coming out with Want to Be Alone, you know, that was just something, like, people was just hitting me up at the time, you know, a lot of artists and producers, and, you know, I was just to the point to where I needed, you know, my own time to, you know, do my own projects, you know, do my own beats, you know, and just really grind, and, like, I'm a type of person, I like to be by myself anyway, you know, that's where, you know, I'm just more of a one deep person, so, like, I was just expressing my feelings, you know, on that song. But as far as, you know, projects, what's coming out, I got my mixtape coming out. It's going to be called Zona Life. It's going to be on Dat Piff and all that. That song's going to be on it. And I'm just keep on pushing. I'm keep on rolling, making good music, you know. You know, I produce. Been producing for a couple years, you know, since I was, I think, about 16, 15, so... You know, been doing it for a little while, but that's really it. You know, I'm just now getting into that artist route, you know, just trying to show people how to make good music.
That's what's up. I'm going to throw it over to Tay Black, and then we're going to go to the call lines and get some feedback on this track right here.
All right.
That's what's up, man. You know, going into, you know, just what motivates you as far as musically, like, what really inspires you to, like, you know, get into the music, you know what I mean, knock out something new, or what really drives you to create?
It's really my family, you know, it's really the people that was down for me since day one. I always like good music, you know, listening to different genres. This is my life, you know, I do this every day, all day, you know, I don't club, don't go to parties, you know, I'm just in the studio trying to make good music, make, you know, classic music, you know, I'm influenced by, you know, of course, Tupac, you know, Biggie, all the people who paved the way, so, you know, I just want to make good music for the people to jam to and feel.
When was the first time, like, your family or those family members that really inspire you, when was the first time they heard your music and what was their response?
Wow. Well, the first time, getting to the beginning, you know, when I first started making beats, that's when I wasn't as good as I am now. So it's like the feedback was kind of negative, you know, at the time. But then that actually pushed me to even work harder and, you know, started getting better and better with the beats. And, you know, people started saying, yeah, I like that. I can feel that song. You know, I can feel that beat. So, you know, that's pretty much it.
Nah, that's what's up. I think the same for me as anybody. You know, that type of motivation really propels you to rock, like really push harder. And once you bring it back a second round, it's like a knockout after that. You're like, you ain't telling me nothing, you know. So that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Diva, back to you, man.
That's what's up. Let's go to the call lines and get some feedback. You're now tuned in a lot of Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black. We got our special guest, Zona Boy, live in the building. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. Ask Zona Boy some questions. Get all up in this Kool-Aid because we got enough to go around. Let's go to 972-824. You're now live on Frontline Fridays. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is your boy, Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Google Boo, Team No Filter, West Coast Stand Up. What it do, Diva? What it do?
What it do? Dope Ass Music. I love every time, yo, that's just, I gotta have you do a drop. Like, I definitely gotta have you do a drop. Dope Ass Music, we appreciate you being here. You just heard that track by Zona Boy called Wanna Be Alone. Give us some feedback on that. Of course, you an artist yourself. You definitely got the station rocking on there. So, of course, we want some feedback for Zona Boy.
Hey, you know what? When I was listening to it, it's like you actually, the beat is nice. I like the beat. And then the words, it makes you really pay attention to the words. And then I bet you if I heard it a second time, I would actually feel it because I was so busy listening to the words and what he was saying, I couldn't really enjoy the song. So that's a positive thing when somebody is so engaged to listening to what you got to say that they can't even enjoy the song. That's what you want because you don't want that just mindless music where you just put it on and then people just dancing because it's the beat's moving them. But you want people to listen to it and engage into the song and actually feel personable with it. So I salute you, bro, on that one.
Alrighty, man. Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
That's definitely what's up. Dope Ass Music, we definitely appreciate you calling in. Dope Ass Music, tell us, put your Twitter out there so they can follow you and whatnot. And, of course, I'm waiting on you to send me that edited version. Thanks for the shout-out on the track. I appreciate getting shout-out on the track. But put your Twitter out there, and then we're going to take some more calls.
All right, for sure. You know, you can follow me at Twitter. On Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's. If you don't know how to spell that, that's DOPEAZZMUZIK. And as I said, I'm Mr. Googleable. So all you gotta do is type that in. You'll find me everywhere. You know, I got my own radio show on Monday, the No Filter Radio Show. That's on Blast Your Thoughts Blog Talk. So I'm working on that edited version so I can go ahead and get you some of them flappers to put in your rotation clean.
Most definitely, man. If an artist who want to get interviewed, promoted, and spent on No Filter Radio, where do they go? And who do they contact?
If you want to get your music played on No Filter, you just send it to teamnofilter@gmail.com. You're saying, and if it's hot, it's played. It's no problem. You're saying, I support to anybody who's winning. I support winners, not losers.
That's definitely what's up, man. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love, and then we're going to get back. And y'all can ask Zona Boy questions if you like. I know y'all got a lot of questions, so let's go ahead and open up the 203-465. Again, that's the 203-465. And if you have me on speaker, there's going to be an echo. 203-465, holla at me. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? What's good? It's your boy, Manuel. Represent Connecticut, you know, tuned into to the Diva spot. What's poppin'?
That's what's up, Manuel. We got Zona Boy live in the building, man. We're going to be we're showcasing his music right now. We playing the track that you hear behind my beautiful voice called Wanna Be Alone. Manuel, yeah, right? You definitely been doing your thing, Manuel. Oh, yeah, Manuel, this is Zona Boy. Zona Boy, this is Manuel.
Yo, nice to meet you, man. Nice to meet you. I'm digging the track. It's nice. I really could appreciate the hook. You know what I mean? It's a nice, smooth joint. You know what I mean? Something you could drive to, got the windows down, and you zone out. You know what I mean? It's one of those.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. You know, I'm going to continue to make music like that for people to ride around to, be at the house, you know, just any type of situation, you know. So appreciate
cool,
the feedback on that.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. Keep doing your thing, baby.
Manuel, don't go nowhere because you up next, baby. My next question before I get to this next track that we got by you, Zona Boy. I think I just like saying your name, Zona Boy. But my next question that I have for you, because, you know, you're going from a producer and going into an artist, do you think that there's going to be any conflict with you pushing your current mixtape that's coming out in your music rather than what you do as the producer as well? Do you think that this is going to be a true challenge for you, or you think you're just going to be able to ride this thing out?
Well, the biggest challenge is, and I think that's for any producer who's an artist or any artist that's a producer, is balancing it, because you got to have a balance for, you know, making beats at this time and writing songs or recording, you know. So it's really all about balancing, you know, your time. And, you know, the hardest thing for me to do is do that, because some days I might feel like just making beats, you know. Some days I feel like writing, you know. This past week I've just been making, you know, beats. So, you know, you just really got to balance your time and stay dedicated to it.
I can definitely dig that, and I like that you said staying dedicated to it. That's the most important thing, to stay dedicated to your craft. No matter how many, you know, people who doubt you, or how many people say, yo, this ain't going to happen, or it should sound this way, or it should be like that. Like, you know, you just got to stay true to yourself and keep it moving. Just keep it KIM and at the end of the day, and never let nobody tell you. It's all right to take constructive criticism, but never let nobody tell you what you can and can't do.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I got a question. Who are you trying to work with, you know, coming up, or whether it's independent, whether it's national, shoot, whether it's your folks down the street, like who are you looking forward to really locking in with musically?
You know, really, you know, it's been like this since day one. You know, my head's just been, you know, at the sky. You know, I'm just trying to do the best that I can do as far as, you know, people I work with. You know, I've been working with people locally for these past about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now I feel like it's the time, you know, where, you know, I done paid my dues, not all the way with that, but, like, as far as just trying to, you know, look more into the major, you know, industry, you know, the music industry. But, I mean, I work with...
Life, I cannot complain. Want the money, not the fame. Rappers selling they soul for a chain, that's lame. You can't stop me. Haters trying to jack me. We are not the same. You're just a carbon copy. Business turn the heat up. I hope you can keep up. Rap game easy, just relax, keep my feet up. You can doubt me, but I'll make you a believer. Haters, I don't need ya. I don't really see ya. Keep God first and stay away from evil. Practice what you preach, I should have been a preacher. Before Jay-Z, I was spitting ether. You don't think hip-hop is dead, me either. If it was, I wouldn't be in your speaker. B.I.G. back, disagree.
There ain't no stopping now, there ain't no stopping now. Up in my eyes, I hope you realize.
girls who ain't got shit up in the world. But a toy, just enjoy life. Find an opportunity, people wanna destroy life. Can't nobody tell you nothing, remember it's your life. Let me break it down, they hate you then, they hate you now. You wanna change your life, I suggest you change it now. They using pistols, don't nobody fist fight now. Wrong place, wrong time, can you see the light now? Too real for the radio, I hope you can vibe. Look up in my eyes, I hope you realize all I got in this world is my hunger and pride. You say I'm falling off, homie, you a lie. Get in and go, being broke is getting old. Get it how you get it, dawg. Yeah, that's all I know.
Get it how you get it, dawg. Yeah, that's all I know. Get it how you get it, dawg. Yeah, that's
there
all I know.
No stopping now, there ain't no stopping now. There ain't no stopping now. There ain't no stopping now. Hey, look up in my eyes, I hope you realize I am just an ordinary guy. And I just wanna ball. I just wanna set it all. Set it all, hey. And there ain't no stopping me. Well, there ain't no stopping me. There ain't no.
Yeah. Hey, I gotta make a, what you call it, a public service announcement. Hold on real quick, let me stop speaking. Alright, here we go. Now, this is for the boys and the girls who ain't got nothing in the world, you feel me? Chase your dreams, you know? Things ain't really what it seems. You know, I feel like I'm the voice of the youth. You know, people say that, but people don't really mean that. You know, I really stand for that, you feel me? But, like I was saying, chase.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Shawana, in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready, let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
What's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken wrap?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh dressing wrapped up.
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
Come and get it, y'all. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You now tune in live to Frontline Fridays with Tay Black. Also, we got Zona Boy live in the building. I think it's too hot over here in Seattle because all of a sudden everything just went off in the studio. Y'all know I'm scared of the dark, right? That's not cool. Exactly. So let me get a mic check for you, Tay. Tay, you here?
Yeah, I'm here, live in the building.
What's up? Zona Boy, you here? You back with me, baby? Well, I'm back with you.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
We just played your track, man. Tell us about it.
The second track, you know, this one was, you know, just really, you know, this was really more of a, to anybody who, you know, ever, you know, felt like they had doubts in doing something or achieving something, you know, and it's just basically saying, you know, there ain't no stopping. You know, just keep on moving, keep it pushing, and just make it happen.
That's definitely what's up. I can appreciate that. Let's go ahead and get some feedback and get some love. We got a couple of people that's been on the line. Guru is here. Future Guru 100, holla at us.
Yeah, I'm in Jersey right now. I just came from New York City. I had a great day. I want to shout out to Zona Boy, my artist. I want to shout out to Manuel, my artist. And I call him my artist because I'm helping them develop their music into and introducing their music to new people, new fans, new radio shows, new websites, new DJ. And I thank you, Diva, for the introduction. And I want to shout out Jay Black. I want to shout out Diva Spot Radio. And my Twitter acting real dumb. I'm on the app. I was in the bad reception area, so I did a little promo for the show. And the priest is coming through late. But we just going to have to promote the show like it is. Diva's been going in all day. Manuel called me and asked me what time we was on. I just wanted him to be at 11. Like, that's what time I knew I was calling in. But, like, Jonah Boy and the introduction that Diva did was perfect, because these two guys are somebody I've been working with more than a year. So, you know, with that being said, like, I wanna shout out Diva Spot Radio for the support, and everybody that's on online that's supporting new artists, and Phenom Radio is supporting my artists, and we doing something real major. So I wanna shout out to my new venture with Double Down Records in New York City, and I wanna shout out Bill Ray, because believe it or not, this is somebody that's dedicated to hip hop. And while we got these two guys on the line, Manuel and Zona Boy, I want to tell them to always plug yourself in with the best people that you can, man. And Manuel has his own print shop. And people got to understand that hip hop is just not music. It's a culture that can lead you into bigger and better things for business, for people that's doing business. And you got to understand, you might see bigger corporations doing business, but we all got to do business with each other. And that's what's important about what Manuel is doing. People don't know, I was a printer for over 15 years before I started promoting people online. Like, I was, this is before the internet. So before the internet, you had to have a place to advertise your business. So Manuel understands that, and he's helping people label on themselves on T-shirts and promotional items like flyers and posters. So everybody should check out Manuel, Manuill, and ask him about his printing services. So I want to thank Manuel for coming on and showing Diva Spot Radio love and showing Tay Black love. So, I mean, I'm going to keep it short, but these are my guys. You got my guys on the line. So when I say this, I just left a big, big meeting in New York City, and it's been a great summer for me, and Diva's been holding me down. That's all I got to say to the people. That's all I got to say to new people that want to do business with me. You got to come through Diva Spot Radio now. You got to come through Phenom Radio now. You got to come through Lush Radio now. You got to come through different ForbesDVD.com. You got to come through us now. You could play with WorldStar. We love WorldStar because everybody logs on to there.
I don't know
WorldStar. Hold on, Google.
Hold on, Diva.
Hold on, Diva.
Can't.
I just got one more thing to say, and I'm going to let you take it away, Diva. My thing is, I got to support people that's building their brand. Sometimes you might not like everything, but still have an open mind about everything. You might not everything. Have an open mind about everything. That's all I got to say. I'm keeping it short. But these are my guys that you have on the line. And Tay Black is my guy also. Diva, I love you, and I carry on with the show. I'm just glad to be here, and thank you for the opportunity. And thank you for letting me have this archive on Diva Spot Radio to promote my guys. Thank you very much, Diva.
Thank you to Diva Spot Radio
and your guests. Word up.
Right.
And this is from the streets of Irvington. From the streets of Irvington, New Jersey. Jersey in the building. Shout out my boy Ace. Shout out my boy Immaculate Ace on Twitter. Y'all gonna hear about that.
Yo, any artist that's under Guru, you know what I mean, is definitely a lucky artist. Guru has a lot of experience. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And as you can see, like, he's passionate about the things that he does and the artists and what they're doing and their success. You can hear it in his voice. You know what I mean? You can tell by his work ethic. You can tell by the relationships he established. So,
yep.
You know, any artist that Guru co-signed that's out there that's under Guru, you know, that he rocked with, you know, those are people that you want to follow. Those are people that you want to link up with. Because,
yeah,
honestly, those relationships are very fruitful. You know what I'm saying? I'm living proof of that. I wouldn't be here, you know what I mean, speaking to y'all now if it wasn't for Guru. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't be, you know what I mean, sponsored and powered by Phenom Radio if it wasn't for Guru. You know what I mean? So it's like those type of instances where, you know what I mean, you got to just give back. Say thanks to the people that's really doing it, and you know, just really put them in the forefront and give them the time to speak and reach out to the people, man. So big shout out to Guru, man. Make sure y'all follow him at FutureGuru100.
At FutureGuru100, man. Y'all make sure y'all check him out, everything that he's doing. And you are right. Anybody, Guru has an ear and an eye for talent. So if he put you on to him, y'all definitely get on, y'all follow, y'all network with them, and y'all do what y'all do, because it's a win-win situation. He's not going to send nobody over that don't have they product together, they package together, and who ain't ready and passionate about what they're doing. So, Zona Boy, it's a pleasure to have you. Emmanuel, it's a pleasure to have you. Before we get into it with Emmanuel, Zona Boy, is there anything that you want to put out there? Because we definitely got these two hot tracks. They're definitely going to be in rotation. They're getting sent over to Phenomenal. Just let us know what you want to put out there, what's coming soon, what's next, and where to follow and get in contact with you at.
All right, then. Well, follow my Twitter. It's Zona Boy Savage, you know, B-O-I, not B-O-Y. And like I said, be on the lookout for the new mixtape coming out soon, real soon on that pill, Zona Life. And, you know, I'm going to be making some noise, you know. I'm just, you know, going to keep on working, keep on grinding, you know. Got some good lineups, some good plugs coming in as far as some production credits. So, you know, just be on the lookout for me. And once again, you know, my Twitter is ZonaBoySavage, ZonaBoySavage. And that's it.
Yes, definitely. What's up, Zona Boy? Stay with us. Don't go nowhere if you got time. We about to get into another one of these hot tracks. We're going to get into some music. Emmanuel, bring Emmanuel live in the building. And, of course, we're going to take him to church. We got more hot mess news. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tune in live to Frontline Fridays with K-Back, powered by Phenomenal Radio. You already know how we do it.
All hits.
All hits.
All the time.
All the time.
Slow, Blackberry molasses,
yeah.
574, New Balance, some shit's classic.
Uh-huh.
Don't need to know my name, just know I grind,
yeah.
Even in darkness, I'm gon' shine,
yeah.
To MC, before my time, although I'm rare, you know my kind. Yes, yes, y'all,
yes, y'all.
Dead fresh, y'all,
fresh, y'all.
With the third age snub to his chest, y'all,
yeah.
God bless y'all, we get a moment of silence,
uh-huh.
Shooters on deck, and they come through wildin',
hey.
What, no, still rep the 16, blowing loud marijuana, pouring VSOP, trimming them, set it off right,
yeah.
Clean like 1008 soft white,
yeah.
Fish plate, 28.5, blow the brains out the whip, now he ride suicide.
Whoa.
New money, I'm addicted to the smell, upper echelon, lifestyle, top shelf,
uh-huh.
Been the business since the beginning, what the deal,
yeah.
Is, the definition of realist of what the real,
yeah.
Is, the picture vivid so clearly, I'm what for real,
yeah.
Is, pull up with y'all and show them what half a meal is, where the cash is,
yeah.
Tell them back that, money understood, tell them suckers back back, I'm on some old next shit, fresh shit, no necklace,
yeah.
But make sure I keep the wrist lit correctly. Connect this, don't commit it. If it's about a dollar, my little partner go and get it. Drop a stick too soft, super loose in the quarter. Bring it back, glad, baking soda and water. One for the money, stash 100 grand. I'm Mr. Fat Face, show me the cash.
I'm the magnificent, amazing, marvelous man, different. Raps unlimited, talent I have is infinite. Everlasting, words that they were passing. Clever assassin, verbal beretta blasting. No question, I'll answer whoever asking. Prince out of fashion, just muttering, I'm smashing. Seatbelt fastened, life in a fast lane. Looking past fame like a dope fiend for his last vein. Cash came and went, I done wasted a bunch.
Time is money, buy my business. Let me take you to lunch. I'm building a label now, more willing and able. I'm ready. Look at everything I bring to the table. Take money to make money. I'm investing in me. It's stressful, but successful what I'm destined to be. So it's worth it. I'm God to a lesser degree. Nobody perfect, but I'ma be the best I could be. Definitely. There is no question, you see. CC, I got it. Apathy left the rep into me. Huh? Don't get it twisted. App, what up, my brother? Hold on. I'm about to go back in. I'm a master of ceremony and musical composition. Who could only be embarrassed if you was my competition? In a world of my own, you losers is non-existent. I'm ready to get it on with whoever will want the friction. Real life, what I've written is non-fiction. And I got something to say, you should listen. What I'm spitting makes sense. And the dollar's my palm mission. So I know it's coming soon. My ambition's beyond wishing. I'm past hoping and praying that doors open. I'm kicking them doors open. Leave windows and walls broken. Raw quoting. My focus is more potent. And I'm only getting stronger the longer it all soaking. Future in the flesh. History at its best. Throwing darts at your heart. I'm officially at your chest. Take the brain's lead. I'm just to change the game need. Making lanes bleed. We ain't racing the same speed. You dudes is heard. Right the way you use your words. I put butterflies in your stomach. Make you lose your nerves. Live. I report it as the news occurs. Without throwing bread around. I amuse the birds. My music serves to satisfy consumers. Fuck what you heard. More than half a lot of rumors. Grade A senior. To me, you guys are juniors. Little nuggets breaking whales down inside the tunas. Huh. Yeah, I'm going in with the sharks. Light skin brother. Still fitting in with the sharks. Puerto Rican to the fullest. Que lo que hay, fight. Ya tu sabes, me and my gente in the mix like a night night. Girl saying hello. I'm telling them bye bye. Sorry, I can't say my girl calling a white lie. Yeah, I'm off to this bowl. Feet sharp to barely tell I'm coming off of a cold. And the new year's approaching. I'm saying it's mine. Bet against me. Go ahead, put your pay on the line. Rush the game, rush the ref. I'm taking his whistle. Wayne should put me on a remix. Really make it official.
The other station, they're a beat off. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Phenomenal Radio, the new station of Washington.
Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio. Phenomenal Radio. Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
You already know, feel the music, man. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now back on Frontline Fridays with Tay Black. We got Guru live in the building, Zona Boy, Emmanuel live in the building, Jay Biggs. Everybody is here. It's a party, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out Phenomenal Radio. Go to www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Check out everything that we're doing over there for the independent artists. Phenomenal Radio slogans is we are putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. You want to check out our extra voice over there, the Underground Railroad, the Indie Spotlight, the One Night Stand, the Power Players List. You want to check out everything that we got going over there, and most importantly, submit your music to Phenomenal Radio to get played and get paid. And if you're not for sure how to do that, we have the whole video and everything set up. Big shout out to Slim the Phenomenon. Big shout out to Chrome, Gino, everybody over there that has put this video up and educating the artists on how to get their music registered so they can get played and get paid. We got Emmanuel live in the building. And just to give you a little background on Emmanuel, he definitely going to come in and give you on, but Manuel is like a breath of fresh air in the world of like pollution, honesty, and in the industry of lies, security and passion in an art from that seems to have lost its purpose, direction, and impact. His music is a reflection of him, his thoughts, his views, his feelings. It's in touch with reality, and he connects with his fans on a higher level than most. So, you guys, we're going to go ahead and bring Emmanuel live in the building with us. You already know what it is. Emmanuel, thank you for being on Frontline Fridays once again, baby. You back.
No,
No doubt, no doubt. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. And it sounds like you say Emmanuel. It's just me and you, ill. Just so, yeah, I mean, get that, because a lot of people do that too. It kind of hurts my nerves.
I am. Also, you say Emmanuel, because I know a lot of Emmanuel. So Emmanuel, thank you for correcting me.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me. Big shout out to Guru, K Black, you know, the whole staff. Anybody that's making anything happen as far as what you guys are doing, because it's a very important aspect. You know what I mean? And I appreciate it.
Most definitely. Manuel, you've been definitely doing your thing. You got a company out there in Connecticut, is this right?
Yep, definitely. We're going to be in at our current location. We're going to be in business. We're in business now a year. So we're not doing too bad, man. We're paying the bills. Everything is pretty much steady. We're just trying to take it to the next level. You know what I mean? At this point in time.
What's the name of the business and the website so we can go and check it out and everything you got going over there?
Yeah, definitely. It's Ill Ink Graphic and Printing, and that's Ill, just like, you know, me and you, Ill. You know, so I'm doing a little bit of branding as far as that. So it's Ill Ink Graphic and Printing. The website is illinkct.com, you know, illinkct.com. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be here and grateful to have the opportunity to be in the position I'm in right now, and I'm just hoping to take it to the next level.
Well, the way you're going, Manuel, and with the store and with how you fit, of course you got bars, of course you got delivery, that is very important.
Thank you.
So, you know, that's very important to have a longevity in what you do. What made you decide to start a printing company?
Actually, I'm a hustler, so, you know, and I don't mean that in the bad sense. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't have a stigma, that word, because everybody, you know, you a hustler. All these Fortune 500 companies are hustlers. You know what I mean? So I seen the opportunity. I did a little research. You know, I put together a nice business plan, and I just moved forward with it. It just kind of like, you know, I never, I'm not a graphic designer. I don't got no background in printing or anything like that. I kind of just got into it and learned as I go, you know, and I'm hands-on with everything. So, you know, I just seen the opportunity, and I thought it was going to be, you know, truthful, and it turned out to be thus far. So, you know, I'm just hoping it keeps going.
That's definitely what's up. I'm going to throw it over to Tay Black.
Word.
Oh, my bad, Tay. I got over your mic.
It gets a little complicated, these things.
Yeah, you know, I'm multitasking. I'm a multitask diva. But
oh,
every
man,
you're
not alone.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yep, I hear you, K Black. What up, baby?
What's going on, man? My fault, man.
Chilling.
Nah, I was saying, you know what I mean? If Guru is definitely in your corner, that's somebody good to have. Who else who else is pushing you right now and inspiring you to just move forward with everything that you're doing?
You know, I'm pushing myself for the most part. You know, I got friends and family that support and love what I do and believe in what I do just like I do. I don't got no big street team or anything. I don't got no manager. Like, I've been doing this myself. All that will fall into place when it's time for it. You know what I mean? And I'm just, you know, day to day, man. I'm just hungry, man. I'm never content. You know what I mean? I feel like I could always do more as me, as one person. And you know, I try to get that out of my people as well, because we could all do more, and because we all want more, so we all have to do more. You know what I mean? Things don't just fall in your lap.
That's right. That's right.
You know.
Nah, I definitely agree with you on that, and that's what's really good. And I mean, I definitely understand you as far as you know, just really being you and having your team behind you. Like, for the select few that are holding you down, how important has it been for them to, you know, support you in what you're doing, even moving forward in your career?
Oh, that's a major part of what I do, because first off, no, not one of us can make it on our own. You know what I mean? Like, To be successful in this life, you got to deal with people that are, you know, on that same page with you, or at least want to get on that same page with you. You know what I mean? Because, you know, sky's the limit. at the end of the day. But a lot of us, you know, we put these restrictions on ourselves, and it holds us back. For the most part, you know, we're in control of our destiny, and it's up to us to actually touch on these spots. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and if you're not a believer in what you do, how can you make others a believer in what you do? You know what I mean? So you know, it's like those are my crutches when I can't stand. You know what I mean? And it's a big deal because you need that. I could tell somebody that I'm dope, I'm the nicest, I'm the illest, I'm this, that, I'm that. But of course, it's coming from me. So what would they expect? You know what I mean? But when other people are telling people this, it holds a little bit more weight. You know what I mean? It's more substantial.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely with you on that. Diva, back to you, man.
Tell us about the F your swag. When I first seen it, I was like, is Zona Boy saying F your swag? But yes, he is saying F your swag. So
yeah.
Tell us about F your swag and, you know, introduce it. We're going to get into the song, and then we're going to go to the hotlines to get some feedback because they lighting up. We see y'all. And if you can't
definitely
get in on the hotline, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. If you can't get in on the hotline, it looks like 100 people on here. We can't get to all y'all, but we love y'all. We do.
We love y'all. I love y'all. I don't even know y'all. I love y'all. Yeah, but F Your Swag is the new single. You know, of course, you know, we're pushing it in a clean way right now. But y'all know what it is. You know, it's nothing. You know, it's nothing against swag itself. It's just the oversaturation of it. You know, this swag, that swag, and everybody's like, you know what I mean? Everybody's so full of themselves nowadays, you know what I mean? And it's hard to get people out of that zone and actually pay attention to other things that are going on or other people that got things going on for them, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of swimming against the current, and I just, you know, I was just feeling some type of way. I'm like, yo, you know what? F your swag. And it's, you know, I'm sorry. But that's basically... That's basically, you know, my point of view of it. At the same time, I'm having fun with it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's talking. I don't want to say the same things everybody else is saying. You know what I mean? So I found a little lane in that. And, you know, it was basically my man came up with it. He wanted a T-shirt that said that. And I was like, and I had just got a new beat. And I'm, you know, I'm sitting in my car and I'm driving. And as I'm driving, I write. That's what I do for the most part. I'm driving, I take time, I listen to the beat, have it on repeat, and then I thought about the shirt, and I had the beat, and I was like, yo, and I just put two and two together, and I came up with that.
I like that. F your swag. You come out with the remix, F your front lace. That's, I want to be on that one. F your front lace.
Word up. Yeah.
It's this track, and let them know they're hearing it live on Frontline Fridays, and we're going to get right into it.
Yeah, this is your boy, me and you, Will. I'm representing Connecticut. Connecticut, I got us. Bye, yeah. You know, and this is the new single I'm pushing right now, F Your Swag. Please take time out to listen to it. Let me know what you think. Feedback, good, bad, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm all ears.
Oh, yo, swag, suckers. Witches. Whoever.
Y'all need to step off that pedestal,
y'all. Suckers. Witches.
Come back to real life.
Whoever.
Come talk to a real MC.
Why, yeah.
Yo, swag, sucker. I don't really care about the dough that you clock.
Yo,
home that you rock.
Yo,
home that you dock.
Yo,
silly, stupid sucker. Me losing flat an hour. And I'm watching, working on another concoction to get up in the game and save kids like adoption. Knocking from a small city, so I'm boxing. But in a minute, I'ma kick these doors in these boxes. What's popping? Like a jail dude with the oxen. Bang when I lose, either way, I'll get some shots. Alcohol. With a toxin, I'm still in a party, taking back to back shots in. It ain't stopping till somebody call the cops, and doesn't matter if I came up in this place, then it's Dawson. I'm still flying tough, take your girl, tie her up. I ain't got to buy her nut, me and you will fire. What?
F your swag, sucker, F your swag. I don't care about the chain, watch trucks when you
Cause damn, I'm getting sidetracked. Back to the topic at hand. Today's popular fan got a jock in his hand, stroking his people ego like they got in a man. God in the flesh, me, I'm hard to impress. Everybody don't got it like a heart in a chest. Listening to the worst, disregarding the best. I'm far from the rest. Why should I take part in the mess? Forget your followers on Twitter and your likes on Facebook. Damn Instagram, nobody cares how your face looks.
F your swag, sucker. F your swag. I don't care about your chain, watch, trucks, or your dag. F your swag, bitches. F your swag. I don't care about your shoe, purse, or what's in the bag. F your swag, sucker. F your swag. I don't care about your chain, watch, trucks, or your dag. F your swag, bitches. F your swag. I don't care about your shoe, purse, or what's in the bag.
Whoa, that was crazy. That was so swagged out. Yo, pull man you up on Twitter, bro. We gotta start following him. And take a picture of me next to the track.
Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, it's front line, Friday, front line, Friday, it's front line, Friday,
front line, Friday, I got the diva, Ebony, I got the diva, Ebony, I got the diva, Ebony, I got the diva, Friday,
you're an artist, business. Artists about to show business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
The front line
Friday,
it's front line
Friday.
The front line
Friday,
it's front line
Friday.
You already know it's Front Line Fridays, man. Welcome back. We already getting it in. We showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in industry music, in and out of the industry. Tay Black is here. Diva Ebony B is live in the building. Manuel is ill. I'm seeing that wrong. Manuel is live in the building. I got full black queen lips, so I'm going to get it right. I'm going to just practice. I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get it right.
You got it. You got it. You got it.
That was F Your Swag right there coming out with the remix, F Your Front Lace with Diva Ebony B on it. Stay tuned. It's coming. We going to get some feedback from that. Manuel, we got the call lines lighting up, so we're going to go ahead and open them up.
Word, thanks.
For you here. Well, we had 301-292, you're now live on Front Line Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, yo, what up, what up? This still J Big, my fault, you know what I'm saying? My phone died, so, you know, I called back in, you feel me?
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, this is still the boy J, yeah. Man.
Yo,
yo. That's what's up, J Big. We got Manuel live in the building. We just play F Yo Swag. Give us some feedback on that. We're going to go down a whole call line for this one.
Yeah, I mean, that joint, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it short and sweet, man. That joint was dope, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I felt the joint. I felt it because it was, like, aggressive, you know? It's like he really was mad at Ellie swagging dudes, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I feel like, you know, that's a real good song. It's really hot, you know what I'm saying? It's good that he was original. I mean, he on the line, right, Manuel?
Yeah,
the joint was so original, like, you know what I mean? I hate it with a passion. Like, the dudes come on, they talk swag, but then they sound like the next dude. You know what I mean? So the fact that he just sound real original, you know what I mean? I was digging that, though. I love that track. That joint was hot.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Same
like, we're going to throw it over to you. you, Tay. Give us some feedback.
Yo, I'm just trying to see when them T-shirts coming out, though. You know what I mean? I'm trying to see that.
I got a couple of them already.
That's what's up, yo. Yeah,
I got a couple of them already. I'm going to be working on the website for the T-shirts soon. That's in the works right now.
That's what's up, yo. I mean, definitely, yo, keep pushing. And I love aggressive music personally. You know what I mean? I feel like if anybody that got to make us, like, it's just dope and it's honest when you just express yourself and your feelings. You know what I'm saying? Thanks. Can't nothing beat that. You know what I'm saying?
That's music right there. I love it.
Yeah.
That's definitely what's up. Let's go down to 347. Money Mo. 347-807. Holla at us.
Was popping. Money Mo on the line. Diva was good. Tay Black was popping. Emmanuel was good.
What's good, my brother?
Ain't shit. Locking in. You know what I mean? Checking out. That track was hard, though. You know what I'm saying? That shit was cracked. You know I mean, you got your bars up the par. That's why. That's the key to me. Yeah, if you ain't got bars, I mean, it's irrelevant. But you got some bars and shit. Well,
appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
Money Mo, thank you for your explicit feedback.
Beep beep beep. You gotta have the bleep button.
Beep beep. That was hard. Beep beep. And all you beep beep. You gotta tune in. Beep beep. We don't have a beep button. We just.
Oh yeah, all right, I totally forgot about that. My fault, G.
I slipped up a couple times myself, man.
Yeah, my
fault. You know how it goes.
You know what I mean? It's Friday too. You know what I mean? So you know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Word, but
Money
yeah,
Mo got this track out called With Me. I'm definitely feeling that track, Money Mo. Put your Twitter out there. Tell them where to follow you to check your music out.
Yeah, man, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram. I am Money Mo. I am Money Mo. I'm on Facebook, Money Mo Got Bars. I'm on that Piff. You know what I'm saying? Face the Music, more body bag. Face the Music, body bag edition. I got two joints out there right now. YouTube, Far Rock Finest 07. You know what I mean? Or you can put in I Am Money Mo on YouTube also to check out the videos. And
that's definitely what's up, man. Then, you know, I got that track by You Call My Wife, and I'm going to definitely play that tonight. That's one of my favorite tracks. That song right there is just hot, and, you know, everybody know it. And Tay, me and Tay go back and forth on this, and Tay opened me up to getting more of an aggressive music. Like, Diva, you got to play some aggressive. You got to get some aggressive. And big shout-out the Future Guru 100, because when I first started my show, he said, Diva, you can't be cursing so much on the air, because I was going in. If y'all go back a year or two, y'all hear me cursing and carrying on, but like we were talking about, brand management is so important, you know, but it's, that song got me through some times, and Fabala and the Jada Hood Diva did a hot track. Oh man, though, this is the type of music
that
I want to hear. I need music anywhere. Yeah, I need music that motivates me. We need more music that motivates us rather than Willie lynching us against one another. Like, we got enough of that.
Yeah, that's, you know, that was one of the major parts of F Your Swag is. Because I like to get deep. I like to share my emotions and, you know, express, you know, give people a view of my trials and tribulations and those of my friends and family. You know what I mean? I like things that mean. I like that meaning. Like, that's what music is. When it has that meaning behind it and you can touch hearts and spark brain cells, you know what I mean? Like, of course, I like the music that'll move your legs and all that. But definitely meaningful music is very important to me.
That's definitely what's up. Now, you know, where do you see your music in the next 5 years? I'm going to bring Zona in, too, because I want to know, where do you see your music in the next 5 years? Where do you see it's going, and how do you feel like it's going to change up the industry? Well, I don't even want to put it in the industry, because it all started off with independent, but what impact do you feel is going to have on the culture?
You know what? I really believe if I do get that exposure and I get that attention from the masses, that's what I'm gonna do. I am gonna touch those hearts. I am gonna spark those thoughts. You know what I mean? And for the most part, you know, we all have our negative side, and we all have our downside, And I, you know, as well, I express that as well. But, you know, I want my music to motivate. I want my music to help. I want my music to be a little getaway and for people to feel it in that way. So I really truly believe if my music gets out there to the masses and it gets that chance that, you know, I could touch people on a level of a Tupac or, you know, on a level of a Bob Marley or on a level of the you know what I mean? These people that kind of were like you know, they were generals, they were prophets, they were poets, you know what I mean? That's where I see it, and you know, and that's what I'm looking forward to, man. I'm just looking forward to that opportunity to touch hearts, you know.
That's definitely what's up. I'm gonna throw it over to you, Zona Boy. Zona Boy, where do you see your music in the next 5 years, and what impact do you feel that it's gonna have on the culture?
I really see my music as far as the next 5 years. You know, I'm still growing in my music, you know, as far as, you know, the content of it. But I feel like I want my music to be played not only by, you know, the young generation, but also the old generation. You know, I want to have some influence of the old school music, you know, with my music also, to where it'll be, you know, where you can have kids and grandmas and grandpas jamming, you know, to it. And by the way, I gotta make a announcement to Manuel. You know, I like that song. You know, I was feeling, you know,
thank
the flow,
man,
and everything. You know, as a producer and an artist standpoint, you know, I was really digging that. You know, we need to hook up for sure. But
yeah, definitely, let's do that.
Heck yeah, man. But as far as, you know, I just really just at the end of the day want to make good music for people to vibe to. You know, if they mad, you know, they can vibe to it, to feel better. If they, there's any emotion, you know, just give the people something they want to hear, you know.
That's definitely what's up. Tay Black, you know I'm going to ask you that question, baby, because you got a lot of great music. Of course, we're going to play some of your tracks tonight as well in the crazy mix that we put together. We put all this time into the studio. You know, what do you feel like your music is going to have, the impact that it's going to have on the culture?
You know what I mean? As far as impact on, like, what we're doing over here, you know what I mean? I definitely want to just keep it fresh. Keep it inspired and just continue to keep motivating people and show people that, you know, most individuals that put forth the effort, work hard, you know, you'll definitely see some feedback and some follow-up from it. And definitely just continue to be inspiring for the underdogs and the people that might not get the spotlight that they think they deserve. I mean, it'll come in due time, you know what I'm saying? I definitely am a firm believer in walking by faith and then just, you know, moving forward from there. So I'm definitely seeing a lot of blessings, a lot of wonderful things coming out of just my camp peoples, you know what I mean, my other associates, Triple Threat, Uncle Rose, even my homies, you know what I mean, Mike Lungs, Rugged Souls, everybody that's really getting it. And I mean, there's a long laundry list of people that I can name, you know what I mean, even down to my homie Jay Bling, you know what I mean, she's definitely like back and forth, back, about to be doing something in a little bit. But, I mean, it's just really just about the people that are just really around me now. Diva, Slate, Slim, Guru, everybody. Like, all these people are important to the things that we got going on. Triple, Brave New Breed, everybody that is really supportive of me, man. I want their legacy to be seen, too, man, because it's not just about me and what I'm doing. I didn't just get here on my own, and that's I think that really goes for everybody. So that's my legacy that I want to leave, everybody's legacy.
That's definitely what's up. You already know what we do on Frontline Fridays. We always try to bring y'all meat and potatoes. You know, vegetables is good, fruit is good, but we definitely want to bring y'all some meat and potatoes. Let's go ahead and take them to church, y'all. Let's go. Yeah. Even gonna take y'all to church right now. It ain't too late. I know it's Friday. What's up, Kelly Dreams? It's Kelly Dreams right here. We're taking the search. Y'all make sure y'all check them out. Kelly Dreams.
Well, the pattern's still preaching and I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates, cause they say I'm living wrong, which this won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church, 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 church.
My radio station.
That's right. Take him to church, baby. You already know it's Diva Ebony B. You tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. And Diva about to take y'all to church right quick. I wanted to talk on this. A big shout out to the Women's of Color Devotional Bible, man. Anybody, it doesn't matter the body, you'll understand it, whoever you are, whatever that you're doing, make sure you get a connection with the God and you'll understand it. It's so important. I want to talk about matters of the heart, y'all. Matters of the heart, because the heart has a lot to do with a lot of things that's going on within us and out us. So I'm going to come right here. I'm going to come from Psalms chapter 119, verses 10 and 11. It says, "With my whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." And that comes from Psalms chapter 119, verses 10 and 12. Becoming complacent with God can be dangerous. When we believe that we have done enough to please God because we never committed murder or so-called big sins, we can easily find ourselves deceived. The Lord wants his children to regard every sin as being just as bad as he does. When we casually regard certain sins as not a big deal, we grieve God's spirit. It is the Lord's desire that we change our attitude towards unrighteousness and do everything with the help of the Holy Spirit to walk upright and holy. Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is not based upon what we do in church each Sunday. The real measure of holiness is based upon how we conduct ourselves the other 6 days out of the week when we are not in the sanctuary. We must search and study the scriptures earnestly and allow God to purify us from every unclean thing in our lives. Here's some homework, y'all. This is how we can apply this. Take one whole day to evaluate yourself. For example, during your lunchtime conversations with your coworkers, ask yourself if God will be pleased with your discussion. Trust the Holy Spirit to give you the answer. If the Spirit of God says no, stop and start all over again. And by changing your lunchtime conversation to a wholesome one, by all means, apply this exercise to any area of your life. Be sensitive to leading of the Holy Spirit when you seek the answers. And I pray, Lord, it is my desire to become like you, Father. Show me all my ways that are not pleasing in your sight. Reveal what righteousness or holiness look like in my heart, so I may glorify you in every aspect of my life, Lord. Where I stumble, forgive me. Allow your spirit to convict me into the areas that I need to purify. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And we take him to church, y'all. That's how we do it.
From a Saturday night, but I just want to trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates, cause they say I'm living wrong, which this won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church, 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 church.
Y'all know how we doing, man. I hope y'all got something from that word that I just spit to y'all right now. I want y'all to encourage yourself and encourage y'all family. God first, family, next career, third, right here on Frontline Fridays. We got Denia Shottown right in the building. Denia, we have played Hot Tracks from Manuel. We played Hot Tracks from Zona Boy. We played Hot Tracks from Jay Big. We played Hot Tracks from Jay Black, and we got more to come. Denai, give us your feedback on the music you heard tonight. Are you enjoying yourself, Queen?
Oh, my gosh. I am in love with the last track we played because I think it's the biggest problem that's wrong with the industry right now in terms of so much, quote-unquote, swag, and I have so much money, and I'm all these girls, and yada, yada, yada. So for him to say that, huge, huge shout-out for that one.
Thank you.
All the artists you play tonight, I always love David's, you know, Genius Fam, and so with Manuel, David, and what was the other young gentleman?
Zona Boy,
yeah, those tracks are hot. Very, very, very great job, gentlemen. I'm definitely loving the show.
Y'all make sure y'all check out our artists that's on tonight. They definitely doing it big. Follow Manuel at Manuel. M-A-N-U-I-L-L, and check out everything that he got going. Also, check out Zona Boy. Zona Boy is definitely doing his thing as well. They both Googleable. I already Googled these kings right here. They Googleable, and they on they grind. And make sure you come professional. And if you're using my name, please don't be a new nigga, because I'll come and get you. We'll get a little wild right now. Zona Boy, Emmanuel, we were talking about this whole $16 million lawsuit against Chris Brown and Drake. And Jay Big said they should be getting sued for more, which I can dig it. He said they should get sued for more. But I want to get y'all feedback, too. I want to get Google feedback, too. But, Donna Boy, I'm going to start with you. What do you think about this lawsuit?
Hello?
Oh, my bad. Zona Boy, I got to open your mic for you to say something. My bad, boo.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, with that going on, you know, I think they deserve it. You know, it could be more, but it's good that at least they, at least, you know, something, you know, is put against them as far as, you know, what they did. Because, you know, I seen the on the blogs and all that, the people injured. I seen the security guard. And, you know, I thought that was crazy for some celebrities that, you know, been in the game. You know, I can't judge anybody, you know, but for, you know, for them to be in the game, you know, they need to know and they should have known to act better as far as instead of having a confrontation with bottles throwing, you know, talk man to man, because that's really the only way to sort something out. You know, you can't just throw rocks at somebody because you don't like them, you know. But, I mean, when I heard that, it was just crazy. It threw me off, you know, but, you know, they definitely
that's
need
what's
that.
Up. You're
yeah.
right, Manuel. Give us some feedback, baby.
Yeah, I haven't read too much on the topic. I did see a couple pictures of like the after effects of it, as far as all the glass that was all across the freaking club. That was crazy. You know, I don't know the details. I don't know if it was the actual, you know, Drake and this other dude, or if it was they entourage or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And you can't really control people and what they do. You as the general of your army, which, you know, and as a metaphor of what they are, you know, they should have some type of control and should have that voice of reason in those times. I really believe in that. But as far as like them having total control of everything, I don't know the specifics, so I really can't say. You know, it is some bull that you know, regular people go into a party and they paint. Like I was listening to the brother earlier, and you know, these people like me and you get it, you know, pay $40, $30, $50 to get into this party and then end up leaving with scars on your face or your head or whatever it is. That's just totally not right. That's nonsense at the end of the day. You know, that's total nonsense.
But, you know, I think it's just basically the egos at the end of the day. That's why I always put on Twitter, on Facebook, I don't promote egos. I promote artists and business owners. That's what we do, because at the end of the day, you know, I don't think it necessarily was all target about Rihanna. Everybody trying to make this big thing about Rihanna. It was bigger than Rihanna. It was just basically the egos, everybody, you know, his entourage, his teammate team. You mean money,
yep.
Me, I mean fucking you. Let's throw some bottles. Like, and those Grey Goose bottles are stupid sick. Like, are you crazy?
No, yeah.
You
hit nobody. For those to break, they gotta be hitting hard.
It gotta be hitting hard, but you know, it's just a disrespect to the culture. It was a disrespect to the club. The club ended up losing a $4 million licensing contract.
Wow.
So that's $4 million right there. You know, it takes a lot of money to run the club, but it was very disrespectful to the culture. And Chris Brown and Drake are wonderful artists. I mean, come on. Like, I definitely agree with the statements that was said earlier about you throwing the gloves on and you fighting for charity. We got to get off this Willie Lynch trick. Don't be a Willie Lynch trick. For real, you tricking yourself. You tricking yourself for a couple of shots and a couple
that
of...
That would be beautiful.
Yeah, a few more followers. Yeah. Like, you know, now people looking at you like, really? And that all goes back to what Tay Black was talking about earlier today. Guru, I see you. Guru, go ahead and give your feedback on this. The money week, I see you. I'm about to give to you.
Yeah, so the first two words, you know, that comes to mind for this whole incident, and people, I mean, you was already on the right track, but the two words are the Illuminati. So if you understand my take from there, is please just simply understand what happened. What happened was two of the biggest artists now got to worry about lawyers and fixing this. So I'm going to keep that short.
Yeah.
I don't have to explain to you guys about, if you really want to find out about the Illuminati, then you go check it out and then you can come, you know, maybe discuss it with me. It's not, you're not going to take up, you know, a lot too much on that, but people just understand who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
From top to the bottom.
And there's always a bigger
Guru
picture.
Signing out on Diva Spot. I love Diva Spot Radio. I love Diva Ebony B. All my artists on here tonight, I appreciate that your time was well spent with us. Hopefully that you understand and tell more people about what we are doing. And I appreciate everybody's support when you see me rebroadcasting this show as an episode. And support us on Twitter, support us on wherever you see us online and Google and everything. Just support us and love what we do like we do. So, like, you guys don't get caught up the hype about how you feel about it, but just understand that this is just two words, like I said, the Illuminati. So there is going to be some payment to some people.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing to remember is, like, look at the intricate things of the situation. Tony Parker was an NBA player, lost his eye and couldn't play in the Olympics. Break that down. Chop that up.
Mm. Yeah.
He lost his eyesight for real in that shit, in that glass and shit. An NBA player who was actually will have a gold medal at this particular time.
Yeah, he was.
So chop that up. All right, so one love, y'all.
That's after what's
Spot
up, Guru.
And Future Guru 100, the whole 1,000 Network and Guru Girls, and get the mobile app for Phenom Radio. Drop all that. Right. One.
You already know. Let's bring in 254-214. Holla at us. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Deidre. I just wanted to chime in on what was said about the confrontation.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I think it was disrespectful because these are the kind of boys or artists that our kids are following behind or, you know, being inspired by.
Yeah.
And I think it's disrespectful. I think they do need to pay. I think they do need to pay more than what they're paying. You know, something needs to be done because they can't get off with it, you know? You can't just
right.
Put somebody on a hand and say, oh, it's okay because it's them, you know? But I also want to give a shout-out to Future Guru, Manuel.
Thank you. Thank you,
thank
Zona
you.
Boy's mom and manager and
Heavyweight.
Hold on. I just want to say one thing. Heavyweight in the industry. Heavyweight. Thank you. Thank you to Zona Boy and his family. Thank you.
Oh, you
That's
are so
real.
Welcome.
Deidre, thank you. Thank you for coming on and joining us.
Oh, anytime. You know I support.
Let's see. We got to get you one of these right here. That's right, coming on supporting your king, man. That's definitely what it is, and I agree with you. You know, these people, these two men in the industry, and a lot of I had artists say, oh, you know, I'm not a role model, but play my track. But you want me to spend my hard-earned money on buying your track, giving it to my youth to buy it, and they're a role model whether they like it or not. Like, it's so many different ways that you could have went about this rather than y'all throwing bottles in the club. Ain't nobody throw a fist, a kick, a scratch. Did you
right.
at least pick somebody? You throwing bottles in the club? Are you crazy? It is what it is at the end of the day, but they should be held accountable. And while I got all the artists on the line, I'm thinking, too, about the community. And big shout-out to the Boys and Girls Club. Big shout-out to 2012 Youth Plant a Seed Hot Host Contest over there that Diva Ebony B is doing with the kids. It's just a blessing that they open up the doors for Diva Spot Radio, Phenomenal Radio, and the YMCA is jumping on the program as well, too. But,
nice.
You know, it's just so important that, you know, we pay attention. And now when we got the artists doing the shows, I think the clubs or the artists, the club and the artists should donate at least 10% of their proceeds to the community. Whether you're doing
yeah.
it yourself or you're supporting the – if there's always three community-facing nonprofits in your neighborhood, the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, and the Urban League. If you want to spend some money or support some money, check those three places out. If you don't really trust them, then you put something together. It's back to school. Kids need school supplies, book bags, and sneakers. And also, we got the wintertime coming, so they need coats. Parents need help with immunization shots. Think about your community. Because at the end of the day, if we don't educate our youth, they're going to be like they're doing now. And with the older ones, they're going to be robbing and killing us, robbing and killing
right.
us. And y'all going to wonder where the police is. We don't need the police to police our communities. We are the community. That's what I'm talking about. It's us. It's not the police. We are the communities we live in the neighborhood. So, Ms. Deidre, I thank you for calling in and supporting Zona Boy and also taking a listen to the show, and I hope you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I've listened before. I've listened several times.
Hey.
I've enjoyed it.
That's what's up, man. We're going to get into Tay Black. I'm going to throw it over to you because I just had a brain fart.
It's all good. I'm over here chilling. You know what I mean? Probably about to just, you know, continue to listen live on the line. You know what I mean? About to just chill, take it in with the lady. You know what I mean? And just sit back easy, man. Enjoying myself, having a good time. I appreciate all the artists rocking with us and all the people for calling in, man. And if you're still on the line and you want to be heard, if you've had, you know, a thought about something that we've talked about, you can still call, push the one button, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521.
That's definitely what's up. I got everybody mic open. Before I get into this crazy mix with all this hot independent music, I just want to give everybody a chance to shout out and put their Twitters out there, put your company out there. I'm going to start at the top of the line. This is what we do. We interview, promote, we showcase on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. We all about networking. We all about making connections. So when you hear, you can make a connection at any time. We share our palette. Our plate is big enough. Big shout out to Future Guru 100, too. Guru, I love you, baby. You are the freaking best. Guru introduced me when he said, Diva, you got a lot of food. I got this plate. It's been a lot, enough food to share. So big shout out to you. Denaya,
I'm enjoying the show. Thank you. Love you too.
You're welcome. Denaya, go ahead and put your Twitter and all that good information out there. And we're going to go down Manuel, J Big, Guru, Zona Boy, Tay Black, and we're going in.
Most definitely. Check me out on Twitter
at DANAYADV, number 4, letter U. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/denydesigns for you, and make sure to catch my track, Let Me Go, on Dope Ass Music's brand new mixtape. Just go to blasterdust.com/dopeassmusic. And it's track number 12.
Manuel,
highlight us,
baby.
Yeah, yeah. Check me out. You could just, you know, the simplest thing would probably be Googling Manuel, MANUILL, or without the dashes, either one. My stuff will pop up. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. The YouTube. I actually got Behind the Unsigned, which is it's a behind the music for unsigned artists, and it's on Fuse TV. Well, the website fuse.tv. You could always go there and just search the name Manuel. My episode will pop up, and you could check out all the other independent artists' episode, which is, you know, like Fred the Godson. There's a couple other people up there. So definitely check that out. Leave your feedback. Hit me up whenever. Shout out to all the artists, or, you know, everybody on the phone lines right now. Big shout out to you guys. I wish you guys the best. Reach out to me anytime. Let's make some good music. You know, Future Guru, you already know what it is. Diva Black, shout out to you guys. I appreciate you.
Most definitely. We appreciate that, Manuel. And big shout out to D Slate from the D Hour Show. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in the chat room. Everybody that's listening to us on the phone right now at www.tuneinradio.com. Make sure you go ahead and get the tune. Go to your Google Playbook, download the Tune In Radio amp, and make Phenomenal Radio and Diva Smart Radio your presence. You can always check out the show anytime.
J-Z, call
at us, baby.
Yo, what it is. First off, man, I'd like to shout out, you know, the boy Dope Ass Music, you know what I'm saying, for giving me the spot on the mixtape, Make You Rain. You know what I mean? I heard that joint is doing some big numbers on that SoundClick, and, you know, make the announcement right here and now, you know, the Make You Rain video. You know what I mean? It's coming. You know what I mean? We want to shoot a video for that thing. It's going to be real classy, real elegant, sexy, you know what I mean? So shout out to Dope Ass for giving me and my man Tony Lyric the opportunity to make that happen, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody, all the artists on the line, you know what I'm saying? This is one like the first radio station jumps, you know, the first radio shows. I done heard nothing but, you know, good music through and through, like, you know, without having to walk away for a second, you know what I mean? So big shout out to you, Ebony B, you know what I'm saying, Tay Black, and, you know, everybody doing their thing independently. You know, shout out to everybody support my single Proper, and everybody that supported for my brother. You know, let's get it.
That's definitely what's up. Zona Boy, we're going to throw it over to you, King.
Hey, what's up with it, man? Y'all can follow me on the Twitter. Like I said, Zona Boy Savage, ZonaBoiSavage. And shout out to Future Guru. You know, if y'all need promo, you know, y'all definitely need to hit him up. You know, he's going to have you right. But, you know, that's pretty much it for me.
That's definitely what's up. Zona Boy, we want to thank you for tuning in and coming on Frontline Friday. You're more than welcome anytime, Zona Boy, to come back the next time. You just got to get your own Kool-Aid, you dig?
All right, then. That's what's up.
We're going to go over to Tay Black. Tay Black, holler at us, baby.
Yo, I just want to be, you know, just say thank you and thank everybody for having me on. Appreciate all the guests doing their thing. You know, definitely, you know, rocking out with us. Thanks for all the callers calling in, giving their feedback and, you know, just all that good stuff, man. So definitely been a dope time. And I appreciate you, Diva. I'm glad that you had a good time and was able to get your points across. We appreciate your support. And shout out to Future Guru as well, and Slate and Slim and everybody.
That's definitely what's up. I got nothing but love for your indies. I got nothing but love for the indies. I'm going to have to make me a drop of a song like that. I'm passionate about music. music with a message, music with motivation. That's what it's all about. If you want to get interviewed, promoted on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio, all you got to do is go to www.divaspotradio.com and click on the Submit Your Music button. Also, check out our services and our promotion at www.divaspotradio.com and click on services. Check out the promo packages that we have there. Check out everything that we're doing on Phenomenal. Check out everything we're doing with Future Groove 100. We are definitely in the business of putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. Guru, take us up out of here, babe.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. And the app is there, and I just happened to show one of my clients today at a meeting that it is an app for Phenom Radio, and Diva Spot is up there too, and I was so proud to see it, how it, just showing someone the app, how to get it in on their phone, and Diva Spot Radio popped up under TuneIn Radio. So congratulations, Diva. That's a great accomplishment. Yeah, that's a great accomplishment for anybody that's trying to do their thing. Look forward to Diva bringing new information on, you know, working with us as a team. And they always say hashtag something, whatever. So I say pound sign all day. It's pound sign 1000 Network, and it's pound sign Guru Girls on Twitter, and pound sign Guru Girls on Google. And also it's pound sign Diva Spot Radio, because I got that all day. You already know. I'm out, y'all. One love, y'all.
That's definitely a sub. We're about to get into this killer mix right here on Frontline Fridays. Go ahead, sit back, chill, relax. Go ahead and tell a friend to tell a friend. Text them and tell them to tune in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I want to give a big shout-out to all my queens. I want to give a big shout-out to all my divas, all the divine, intelligent, victorious attitudes, women who are divine and intelligent with a victorious attitude. You can't hold a good woman down, man. Let's get it.
Check 1-2. This is the Frontline Fridays Radio with DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix.
Friday, frontline, Friday, frontline, Friday, frontline, Friday, frontline, Friday, it's frontline, Friday, frontline, Friday, it's frontline, Friday,
I got the diva, you're an artist. Artists about to show business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews the topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to Frontline Friday. It's Frontline Friday. Welcome to Frontline Friday. It's Frontline Friday.
What up, y'all? It's your boy EP Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at divaspotradio.com.
Hey, baby girl, what's up? Come on, man. You already know I got you. Man, you ain't gotta be my girl. I'm tripping.
Show me how you want it. Are you okay? Show me how you want it. Are you okay? Show me how you want it. Are you?
my lady, but I still hold you down. Always been my baby, though I ain't always round. You girl, you acting shady, but when I need to take a break, settle down, let it all hang out. It's you. When I was broke, you paid me, even though I worked your nerves. It's pain and streets that made me, but you still know my words. Ain't nothing better than a girl who's a friend. A couple benefits, we reminisce and do it all again. And you know I like that, ooh, you know I got that. But when you need the, just get at me. Whatever you need, shorty, you know I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, that's alright. Just wanna know that you're okay.
Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay?
This life, it drives me crazy, flying from city to city, so many different ladies, and they all wanna get with me, cause how this music pays me. I guess they figure with my name, they get fame, and a baby, it'll all be cool, that's why your love's amazing. Ain't even gotta be mine, but still got me behaving. I must be out of my mind, I'm making you my lady, but I'm a player type of fella, on a real love, and you know love, I can't play you. You know I like that, ooh, you know I got that, but when you need the, whoa, just get at me, whatever you need, shorty, you know I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, that's alright. Just wanna know that you're okay.
I know men taxing your life, cause they just write you off. But they don't know you like I know you, baby, not at all. They see your inner thigh, but not your third eye, and not your inner beauty. Don't make them worth your cry. Just do your Mary J. Blige, and if you need a thing, I'd be glad to oblige. Just call the Lion King. Go buy a couple bags, a pair of shoes to match, a calling card for them. You don't know how to act, cause you know I ain't tripping. If you need a loan, I help you out so he can pay attention. Cause I ain't always there, but I'ma always care. Give what you can, cause ain't nobody say that life was fair. And when I get back into town, off the road, let them show. But these fools are the who I must expose all my flows to. You know you got it, time, money, grind, whatever, you know I got it. Yeah, and I just wanna know, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty?
All hits,
all hits,
all the time.
G, classic hip hop shit. Dr. D.R.E. Rose and Jay, let's get 'em. We started out mopping floors, and now we front row at the awards. Number one for the last 20 years. If you real, motherfucker, scream cheers. Motherfucker, scream cheers. Yeah. And it is what it is. He wanted to shine at the swap meet. To the white boys, got him in that hot seat. Only love it when I hair long. You should listen to the beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5s and 6-4s, Dre got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottom. Great weed, nice home, bread proper. Tech 9, one chamber, top shotter. Billy Coop, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built the house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
See y'all niggas. Hit the switches on that shit one time. Let the top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 stack seats at the heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Gave me stepping on the nigga's feet, man. Hey, bad sneakers came from the G game. Cousin was a Crip, said it was a C thing. Brown bag money in a duffel bag. Fuck them all with them, then we got a double back. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On the mission, say he did it for his intuition. Real
coming to fruition. Stumble, but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We should listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different. I only love it for eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. If you don't know, meanings on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that buck 50 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three. 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I can park in my own arena. I only love it for we've knew. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. Taking a place you can't go with your Vadim. Screaming coffee DM until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a Golden Globe, bitch. Take an ace in the meanwhile. You ain't gotta keep this calendar, it's just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I made more of crates. Fuck show money, I spent that on Drake. Close the curtain, fuck boy out my face. I whipped the coat, let the lawyer beat the case. Murder was the case that they gave me. I killed the Hermes store, somebody save me. Something to the max like wavy. Oh shit. Oh, stunting to the max, I'm so wavy. Used to shop for TJ Maxx back in 83. I don't even know if it was open then. I ain't no Oprah then. Had the XL80 bike. Loud motor, they be like, damn, when I'm coming through, rain. Had the grill in 88. Y'all niggas is bleak. You got all that, right? I love the shit like my own daughter. I spray these niggas, baby, just like daddy taught you. Young.
The grin, the fuck, the face, the change. Currency up on your face. Fill the dollars on the day. We still gon' race, we still gon' race. The grin, the fuck, the face, the change. Currency up on your face. Fill the dollars on the day. Still gon' break, we still gon' break. What? Get it grizzin', ain't stopping, cause they still giving. And I'm going, ain't shooting, but still scoring. Domestic or foreign, we do it, baby, what they pouring. Lying dark, get it, and spark out. Got what they need, trust and believe. You two can get it too, but I don't force feed out. Chop tree, rollin' smoke, you tell smoky. You gotta feel sniff, but I don't do what I eat.
Serving up a steady, yeah, it ain't gon' stop. Gotta get this bread and butter, so I plan and fly. D-Town representer, you know I'm grinding. Trying to get you to break bread. Cause I can drop a CD in your brain to green. Till I get that income, I'm making these streams strong. Cause I gotta get it done, gotta get it done.
The grin, the spot, the face, the change. Currency up front your face. Fillin' the dollars on the day. We still gon' break, we still gon' break. The grin, the spot, the face, the change. Currency up front your face. Fillin' the dollars on the day. We still gon' break, we still gon' break.
This is what I go on and what you don't know. And what I'm black sky mashing down the shore. This is what I go on, don't know, you better hear. Ready for the grizz anytime, anywhere. Hate any dub, they hating me so what. Overcome the strife through my family love. Speaking to my life, it can feel so nice. Smashing for my ration, gotta get my slice. Gotta keep it moving, can't keep caught in the vice. The dates just sex, oh yes, the whole life. Eat a fat one, ain't gotta be polite. I'm a grown man, standing on my own too. Don't you hate when they pull a fast one, try to slow you. Getting in your business, trying to act like they know you. Killing to the deck, yeah, trying to expose you. Keep it with the people and the actions that I've grown to.
The grin, the fuck, the face, the change. Currency up front your face.
Bob Marley like I am legend. I am 7'5" pushing ugly dude. When I roll chicken, say he good looking. They give me space and I'm like good looking. Then it's back to the wife with more faith and good cooking. Yeah,
cognac and good cushion. So even if I fall, I got the money for the cushion.
And paying bills like a villain, a million is what I strive for. Slide down the ice here with all my fachos. Yeah, we hustle, but the struggle's the same. Blood on the glove, but the stain is framed. A day late, dollar short with the cash flow. 645 to the phone for the eye, though. Bills can spend according to my Movado. And I'ma stay hood like an 86 on the ride, though.
The face, currency, got run your face. We still gon' race, we still gon' race. The grill, the spot, the face, the chain. Come see, come front your face. Pillin' the bomb, dollars on a day. We still gon' race, we still gon' race.
It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays on Diva Spot Radio, powered by Phenomenal Radio. That was just Anthony Hamilton right there, Since I Seen You. Big shout out to Anthony Hamilton doing his thing. Also, the track before that you heard was And What with A Day Late and A Dollar Short. Make sure y'all follow And What on Twitter at www.twitter.com/And What. Big shout out to HME Radio. Big shout out to Spit Sun Radio. We see y'all. Make sure y'all check out Spit Sun Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com facebook.com/spitsumradio. Make sure y'all check that out. We're going to get into some Backbone right here. And matter of fact, Backbone Beautiful Blue is actually the Generation X. Big shout out to Generation X and big shout out to Backbone, everybody that's doing their thing over there. Big shout out to the Dungeon family. We definitely support here on Phenomenal Radio, Diva Spot. Let's get into this hot track right here called Beautiful Blue. Call me up 347-850-1521 or jump in my chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Let's get it.
In mental solitary confinement, solar botany, plants on consignment, southern water flow, instrumental pirate, was a roach among rats, now a tyrant, shaking up the whole world, I'm vibrant, shake the problems in my world, I'm smiling, funky digging that computer, new hybrid, they took my brain and travel galaxies to hide it, absent-minded, far gone, looking back to the future from the boom like where the time went, sunshine in my thoughts, I combine it, bind it, then I change the climate, rhyming. Nothing compares to it. Skip the polarities. Let's have a good time. Enjoy the sunshine. Yeah, these is real rap. No punchline. We sip lemonade. Granddaddy's recipe. A piece of pecan pie laying under shade tree. Hold her hand. Kiss her hugging on the front porch. All the kids running wild in the front yard. I'm digging the feeling. I'm feeling. Is you with me? Wait. Bring it back, like. Concentrate properly, don't like it in my arms too. Jones will leave you walking in the rain, but I'ma come through. Yeah, my Umbros, we're in the LLA. I'm chilling with the Dungeon family in the cosmos. We hit the quasars and race cars. Bobby Whitfield controls the outer space while they dance with the stars. I sing with the comet, need a microwave bar. Now I think it's in my stomach, huh? The abdomen, the abdomen. It's gold, daddy, I don't know my name, cause I'm
like fresh glue on my dough. I'm feeling so brand new.
Yeah.
Radio with DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix.
Nothing but high indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. That's www.divaspotradio.com. Yeah, turn up.
Hey, yo, what it is, man? It's the kid, Jay Biggs. Beamed up 1000 with my girl, my sister, Diva Ebony B, and y'all are tuned in to Frontline Fridays, dropping nothing but that hot indie artist and music, you dig? Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com, you feel me? Alright then, Space Age!
Brother Brian, we used to call him B-Hop. My homie dropped dead one day from a weak heart. He taught me how to flow off the top. Impromptu, it's for my brother D. He lost his pops and his mom Dukes. It's for my brother Jimmy Joe. It's for my brother Frank. Jimmy
that primo. It's for my brother Gerald, OD from Painkiller. For my brother Marvin, the drugs plus the fame killed them. For my brother Eric, it's for my brother Arthur. It's for my brother Gilbert, they all caught the monster. It's for my brother Malcolm, it's for my brother Martin. It's for my brother Durga, it's for my brother Marcus. It's for my brother Christopher and Tupac Amaru. Cause I could be the next one who shot tomorrow. And if that be the case, somebody make me a memorial and make sure the people got it down how the chorus go and tell them do this. Put a finger in the air if you lost one, and if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some, and if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what the Lord's done. Put a finger in the air if you lost one, and if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some, and if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what the Lord's done. Put a finger in the air if you lost one, and if you got some liquor, go ahead.
You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Next on the showcase,
people, Logic, Loop, Dream.
The beautiful ones have the ugliest past. That's why she squeezed me to death when she be hugging my ass. Every time that we meet, our time is somewhat divided. I'm her counselor still, only one she confides in. Never leverage advantage, always kept me at arm reach. My back to the wall when she threw it upon me. Holy hand grenade when describing her physical. Not trying to be blasphemous, but that booty is biblical. Niggas broke 10 commandments to try to do it some damage. Laid waste the fortunes, even they kids famished. Split her sea of love just like Moses. My Mary Magdalene, a bed of thorns and roses. Laid swaddle her curves, she wanted me speechless. Said to you my savior, all I thought was Jesus.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me.
Yo, straight from the hood, but she elegant. Frame out of this world, so y'all know the measurements. Sex appeal, kinda like the flow, effortless. A sweetheart, street smart, but she delicate. Keeping it real, ain't too many as bad as she. But I can't deal with shorty romantically. Cause thing is, baby girl has a family. So the fact that we creeping on evenings kinda saddens me. Cause she the type that just wanna be married happily. Try to make it work for the kids, but that apparently led to me cracking her spine, making her reminisce about the good life. White house with a picket fence. Busted. She 35 and I'm 26. We the perfect combination of youth and experience. I keep her on call, but it's never serious. I know she using me to escape the prison she living in.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please
My marriage on the rocks and girl, you so fuckable. Like my Claire Huxtable, but need an apple bomb. My lotus flower bomb, she got that ass from my mom's. Yep, yep, she give me the pussy, relieving my stress. And you know I put that dick up in the chest. I'm crushing from behind while she's screaming, you the best. We're faking like it's love, but it's really about the sex.
Meanwhile, my wife be going through my sex. I left my cell on lock, it's about to be some mess. Plus, I got scratches on my back, hickeys on my neck. She smashed my Denali, my shit looking a wreck. Damn. She called up shorty, said I had a fam, and that she been throwing ass to a married man. I grabbed my wife, I started pleading, she was just a friend. I felt weak, you gotta understand. Damn.
I drop that body, don't make me body. I got that shouting, pumping loud. I like your body. We came to body, she came to body. I got my psycho baby. I drop that body, don't make me body. I got that shouting, pumping loud. I like your body. She came to body. We came to body. I got my psycho baby. Come on, baby, let me rock your body.
Come and get it, but
I'm on my prison.
Phenomenal Radio, the new station of Washington. Phenomenal Radio, the new station of Washington.
More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up cause you're still living, even though this ain't the life you was wishing. The smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up cause you're still living, even though this ain't the life you envision. Good girl gone bad, now fuck that. She had the world on her shoulders like a hunchback. Only child, her pop she ain't know. And her mom passed away when she was barely four. So the odds are stacked high, no time to cry. She lives with her aunt but still has survived on her own. Cause even her aunt ain't grown. Her man gets home and beats both of them. She feel like she can't win, her walls are caving in. She at a house party just drinking with some friends. They offer do a line, she can't refuse. Wakes up in the morning drunk and confused. There was blood everywhere, she just has on shoes. Come to find out she gang raped by some dudes. Damn, they never caught a single one. 9 months later gave birth to a son. She stares in his eyes, can't help but cry. Promises to give him everything in his sight. Kisses him on the forehead as if to say goodbye. But only to her past cause she ready to live a lie. For the smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up cause you're still living, even though this ain't the life you was wishing. For the smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up cause you're still living, even though this ain't the life you envision. Now Diane was the epitome of what women wish to be. Could have been a model for Maxim or Louis V. Found middle school love, felt she had the one. Dropped it all on the fam, so she started one. At first no regrets and it turned ugly quick. He be gone weeks at a time, it wasn't shit. And she questioned he was fine until he knocked her out. Said she never be shit if she ain't like it, move out. He kicked those and bus licks to make ends meet. Killed a nigga, next stop penitentiary. No thing, just the same routine. While she at home alone, wishing it was a dream. Then the day finally came, he got sent away. She felt lost like she didn't know to find a way. Turned on the TV, sat down and cried. Heard a man talking about the struggles he survived. Said with God on his side, it changed it all. It finally made sense like he gave her a call. She knew what to do, no more looking back. Time to move forward, get life back on track. For the smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up cause you're still living, even though this ain't the life you was wishing. For the smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up cause you're still living, even though this ain't the life you envision. It never ceases to amaze me what y'all overcome. Stand your ground while other people hide and run. No fear, just pain rests in your heart. Yeah, you're indestructible, book and street smart. Defy all odds, stronger than the ox. Don't like to fight, but you ain't a punk, you down the box. Handle biz, make moves, you a boss. Real as they come, so you never ever double cross. That's why I love y'all beautiful women. Got creation from what a man's vision. It's a man's world, now it's y'all. So take calls and always reach for the stars. It's got a limit, but you already know that. So live for the moment, smile, Kodak. Be thankful for all that you have. And throw all your problems back in the trash. It's for y'all women. We pulling up with a lot of our shit. Just wanted to let you know we appreciate it.
okay. Thinking towards the future, but I'm living in the past. And rap ain't forever, I'm just trying to make it last. Gemini, so a lot of thoughts tend to clash. And I'm running towards the money like a 100-yard dash. But life is too short, midgets I view. And stop criticizing over shit that I do. Don't give a about you, your whole crew. I need a drink, cause I don't owe no explanations. Mother, what y'all think when I was homeless on the street? My real friends stuck around, and now I'm blowing up them fake come around. But when they hit me up, they say I'm nowhere to be found. Wasn't there when I was down, so why come around now? I tell them be for real, Teddy Pentagram. Seeing through these, I'm just waiting for my mammogram. I know these better listen. I'ma pull my dick out and piss on the competition.
Hey, y'all, better listen. Pull my dick out and piss on the competition. Falling in love, I'd rather fall in some money. Money, yeah, I'd rather fall in some money. Y'all, better listen. Pull my dick out and piss on the competition. Falling in love, I'd rather fall in some money.
Phone on silent while I'm staring in the mirror. Life was looking blurry, but it's starting to look clearer. Falling in love, I'd rather fall in some money. My name ain't Winnie the Pooh, so I ain't looking for a honey. Got a plate of disaster, wash it down with a Coke. They love you when you're on, but hate you when you're flat broke. Them acting funny, but I ain't get that joke. So I'm grinding till my pocket's sitting on Fat Joe. I got a book full of sins and a wall full of pride. I'm on this road trip called life, enjoy the ride. I'm looking in the box, but I'm just trying to get inside. I'm f***ing up they brain, they still trying to get in mine. I tell them be for real, Teddy Pentagram. Seeing through these, I'm just waiting for the mammogram. I know them better listen. I'ma
pour my dick out and piss on the competition.
Hey, y'all, better listen. Pour my dick out and piss on the competition. Falling in love, I'd rather fall in some money. Money, yeah, I'd rather fall in some money. Y'all, better listen. Pour my dick out and piss on the competition. Falling in love, I'd rather fall in some money. I'd rather fall in some money.
Yeah. It's your boy K Flames, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. That's www.divaspotradio.com. Yeah, turn up.
Coming.
popping off the top like with a roofie. Yeah, black and white coupe, call it Snoopy. Too deep, all that can't move me. Yeah. Okay, light bulb idea, feel the energy. I'm flames now, I'm not the same dude from elementary. I got the rap game locked down, penitentiary. I'm trying to be the other century. And I ain't playing, what them shots won't miss you. Fill them up with lead like a number two pencil. Get with the team, if not, then I'm against you. Take it to the street, I ain't even finna diss you. Money in my pocket, yeah, I get it every day, Zay. And when I'm in the lane, you better get out my whiz, Zay. We don't tolerate the bulls. What he says, Zay? Knife in my pocket, cut his wrist like a sensei. I let them haters talk, cause the nigga ain't hearing y'all. Shots make him bleed like he going through menopause. Flames spit weak, motherfucker. Are you serious, huh? I'm still flowing like a motherfucker, period. I'm still flowing like a faucet or a hydrant. Ain't about money, bye-bye then. Don't mind me, I'm just flames and I'm stepping on these that's intercepting my lane, yeah. Boys running it, shoot his body up and every person that he coming with. Big guns, boy, size of a hippopotamus. I make him transform heart to soul, call him Optimus. Yeah, and I don't care about what your man say. Girl, I'm just trying to F like a bad grade. Don't mind me, I'm just flames and I'm stepping on his that's intercepting my lane, yeah.
Call them drop the wine. Mobbing these LA roads. Lost my way with nowhere to go. I guess I gotta hide away, far away. Roll wings and fly away, just to find my way. I guess I gotta hide away, far away. Roll wings and fly away. Find my way. I'm looking forward to seeing you again, so I can let you know that your son's become a man. And even though she's gone, I hear voices in the wind, and it helps me with the problems every day that I contend. Your grandson be wildin', you would've loved how he played. Got another on the way, she'll have your name on that day. I really, really miss you, guess there's nothing else to say. And if you see my big brother, let him know his brother's straight. I'm trying to finish with the wind, first about the gate. Your mama taught me that, she said just hold on to your faith. And after 15 years of doing this, I see a change. This is Jay Real the Realist, make him remember my name. Cause I've been traveling for some time. With my 4-5 block and call them drive the wine. Mobbing these LA roads. Lost my way with nowhere to go. I guess I gotta hide away, far away. Roll wings and fly away, just to find my way. I guess I gotta hide away, far away. Roll wings and fly away, just to find my way. Only a matter of time in the second in the day that my phone will start to ring and I've been changed to the game. But it's been a long journey, lost a lot along the way, a lot of friends that never made it. And it's sad enough to say I thank God for your mama stepping in my mama's place. She didn't have to do it, but she loves me anyway. From the money in my pocket to the food up on my plate, there never was a difference, always treated us the same. Went to the same school and walked the same route. And even though you're gone, I got the keys to the house. And I check on the daily and yo, remember it. To tell the truth to your bro, your mother's my deliverance. I've been traveling for some time. 4-5 block and call them Rotten Wine. Rotten Wine. Mobbing Jelly Road. Jelly Road. I lost my way with nowhere to go. Wait, I guess I gotta hide away. Far away. Roll wings and fly away. Just to find my way. I guess I gotta hide away. Far away. Roll wings and fly away. Just to find my way. Never thought this day would come, but it's finally here. You can tell them that we made it after time and again. Of them saying that we wouldn't, we arise for the win. And I take the trophy proudly for my family and friends. Oh shit, there you go, climbing mountains again. Cause they say it never stopped, till we're dust in the wind. Got to keep it true rooted, thus the future begin. Got to leave them something strong, so they know not to bend. So I etch my words in stone, and I send it straight to them in the form of a verse, so they can get it in. And if I go before my time, just remember this, that the songs that I wrote brought me deliverance. I've been traveling for some time, with my 4-5 slots and call them Rotten Wine, Rotten Wine. Mobbing Valley Road, Valley Road. I lost my way with nowhere to go, way to go. I guess I gotta hide away, far away, rolling. Away, just to find my way. I guess I gotta hide away, fall away, grow wings and fly away, just to find my way.